news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump sharply defending the 50-day window he's giving Moscow to reach a peace deal with Ukraine. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president this week threatened to hit Russia with economic penalties if it fails to end its war with Ukraine within 50 days. And he pushed back on the idea that waiting 7 weeks is too long.
Oh, I don't think 50 days is very long. And it could be sooner than that. I don't think 50 days is very long.
The president said he's on neither Ukraine's side nor Russia's side.
You know what the side I'm on? Humanity's side.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at townhall.com, Trump administration pushing $9.4 billion in cuts to NPR, PBS, and some foreign aid programs. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Congress has until the end of the week to pass a bill fulfilling the president's request to cancel billions in previously approved spending.
The Friday deadline looms. We're encouraging our Senate partners over there to get the job done and to pass it as is. That's what we did. It reflects the intention and the view of the House. This is this, in our view, was low-hanging fruit.
Also at townhall.com, Republicans had to make some adjustments to ensure protection for tribal radio stations.
Senator Mike Rounds went head-to-head with GOP colleagues, demanding the rescission bill not cut funding for tribal radio stations in South Dakota. He wrote on X, "I will now vote to support President Trump's rescission package to claw back $9.4 billion in federal spending." Rounds went on to say tribal broadcast services in South Dakota provide potentially life-saving emergency alerts. He says the deal was made to secure the broadcast funding by redirecting funds that had previously been allocated to former President Biden's Green New Deal. Bob Agner reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today, my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good Wednesday morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic, weather on the threes starts us off. Chuck Whitaker.
And good morning. Welcome back. The West Side Outer Loop is already building a little bit here. Speed reduction only right now, starting around Liberty Road and down towards I-70. So just a heads up, if you're coming south early from 795 and down through that area. Crews again today in Rosedale in the Golden Ring area, still working on a water main break. Some lanes are still blocked. Heads up there, Kenwood Avenue in the area at Golden Ring Road. Right now the lanes are clear with a good start at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild and muggy for your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 70s. Heading toward the afternoon, we're heating up. Highs back into the lower 90s. We are tracking some showers and thunderstorms late Wednesday afternoon and into the evening. Could bring some heavy rain at times. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Current temps right now, we're looking at another hot day today. It's going to be a brutal one, as a matter of fact. Already 72 degrees in Pikesville. Downtown Baltimore, we're looking at 76, and it's only 6:04 in the morning. Whoa! Good morning, folks. I'm Bruce Elliott. This is going to be back, and now the news. The State Senate has encouraged subcontractors to attend virtual outreach events for the Key Bridge rebuild. State lawmaker has a message for subcontractors now that the demolition of the Key Bridge is underway. Construction of the new bridge expected to start in the coming months. J.B. Jennings says subcontractors who are interested in submitting a bid for the project should attend a virtual outreach event at Kiewit Infrastructure is hosting on July 23rd. Last year, the state selected a Nebraska-based company for the first first phase of design work to replace the bridge. During the event, Kiewit will provide an update on the rebuild project, discuss subcontractor and supply opportunities, and go over the bid submittal process. Maryland Congressman Andy Harris applauding the arrival of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to dredge the Ocean City Inlet. Harris says it's vital to maintaining safe passage for commercial and recreational vehicles and supporting the region's economy. City police investigating a Tuesday afternoon shooting in northwest Baltimore. Officers called to the 2400 block of Chelsea Terrace shortly before 3 p.m. They found a man with a gunshot wound to the body. Victim taken to the hospital. He is listed in stable condition. And the Baltimore City Council held a Tuesday oversight hearing on police accountability. According to a new report, there were 2,269 misconduct complaints against city police in 2024. More than 770 of them were for serious misconduct. It's 6:05 right now on WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3 was 514. Your pick 4, 2436. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. And that was a pretty cool ending last night for the Midsummer Classic.
AL rallied in the game. NL has rallied in the swing.
Oh, with the hat trick. Look out, Chop House. National League takes the lead 4-3.
Unbelievable.
Joe Davis and John Smoltz had the call on Fox. Pretty unbelievable indeed. I didn't even know they had a swing off in All-Star competition. The Phillies' Kyle Schwarber swings off the American League last night, an All-Star game first. The final will go down as a 6-6 tie, but Schwarber's 3 swing off home runs win it 4-3 for the NL. Speaking of that, here is Schwarber after the game.
Just trying to not hit a home run, I guess. Just trying to stay short, because if I would have tried to hit a home run, I would probably hit my guys over there. But just happy that it worked out for us and the National League's going home with the win.
And it was quite a game. The American League had come back from 6 runs down with 4 in the 7th and 2 in the 9th with 2 out to tie it. Elsewhere in baseball, the Orioles getting high marks for their 2025 draft class. CBS Sports ranking Baltimore's Hall as the second best in baseball, behind the Nats at number 1 and followed by the Rays, Brewers, and Twins to round out the top 5. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens rookies are in, but one remains unsigned. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South. Now, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the
morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, July the 16th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Come up in the program this hour, a teen arrested for a carjacking in Federal Hill. Stop me if you heard this before. We'll take a look at the tariffs and trade deals, the latest on those. But our top story here today is Governor Moore's buyout proposal could end up failing. And this, of course, they're depending on this to save about $121 million in personnel cuts, the latest as required by the latest budget. The problem is, it's called the Voluntary Separation Program. To do that, Governor Moore's office has implemented a hiring freeze, has plans to eliminate vacant positions, also started the Voluntary Separation Program. The VSP allows eligible, remember that word, state employees to leave their position with a lump sum of $20,000, $300 per year of service, and 6 months of health insurance. Senator J.B. Jennings said, well, wait a minute. If you knew you were going to do this anyway, why were you hiring all these employees to begin with when you first came in?
My thought was, hey, why are we hiring to those positions? If we don't need those people right now, if the jobs are getting done, let's forego that. I think he had other ideas of how to balance the budget, and he didn't want to go that way.
Yeah, that's obvious now. To be eligible for the buyout program, an employee must be employed in a full-time permanent position in the executive branch of the state, not in a classification or agency that has been designated as excluded from the VSP. They got to have at least 24 months of current continuous state service, and about employees from over 30 agencies, including several universities and colleges, the judiciary, corrections department, public safety, many others, will not be eligible to apply for the program. Some 14,000 of the 47,000 state employees are not eligible, and the minority leader in the Senate, Steve Hershey, says it is way too late.
This could have been done during the 90-day legislative session if and only if the Democratic leadership would have listened to Republican ideas, and we would not have to be doing this later, and we'd not have to have raised taxes on Marylanders.
Yeah, and so there is one voice on the Republican side of optimism, that is the minority House leader, Delegate Jason Buckley. He says this might, emphasize might, work.
There's certainly a lot of positions in a lot of regions where that $20,000 probably really isn't that attractive, and where people feel like they can't quickly transition into the private sector or into another job. And so I'm just not sure how it'll play out.
Yeah, nobody's sure how it's going to play out if you do the math on this, and you're just not sure how many employees. Right now, you only have 32,000 employees that will be eligible because we don't know how many of those employees have less than 2 years service. So it could even be less. And then the fact is, here's the question, Bruce. If they don't get to the $121 million, are we headed for a special session?
Yeah, of course. there's a constitutional option, is there?
Yeah, no. You have to do it.
Yeah. 613 right now. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. And, of course, with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
Who is this?
Oh. The new guy.
Mr. Casey?
Yes, sir.
Explain that email you sent to me, if you would, please.
I don't know. I copied and pasted it from a listener who sent it to me.
Outer Loop at the Baltimore Howard County Lawn.
I question that, too. Where is that?
I don't know. There is no such thing.
There is no such thing.
And I've looked all over the place on that side.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it says in a text into the show. So I was typing and I go, where is that?
Yeah.
I said, Chuck probably
does. Where is that? I don't know. There's no such animal. Let's put it that way.
Maybe he means. Maybe he means. Anything. No, it doesn't. You're right.
No. So I'm looking right there around I-70, you know, and I looked on I-70 back around the Patapsco River Bridge. I don't see it.
Right. So ask that listener to be more specific, please.
Yes.
Yeah. What are you guys talking about, by the way?
A traffic disabled vehicle.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bruce.
Just trying to keep up.
You might have
a little outside business.
I thought I missed something from yesterday, Michelle.
No. Okay. So now, going back to that, just looking at the Beltway West Side, which at one point had slowed just a little bit right around the I-70 and the Liberty Road area, back in business there. And now we're down at the Bay Bridge. The truck scales, where all the commercial vehicles are going in on the eastbound side at Oceanic Drive, that's slowing up. They're queuing up in the right lane. Some, of course, don't have to go into that lane. So the straight-ahead traffic is doing fine. No problems coming off the main span on the westbound side. And then looking up towards the split at I-97 and Route 32. Very quiet there. We usually get that back up around 7:15, 7:30 southbound. And right now the lanes are clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
So we've heard from our listener, and he says, I'm sorry, I meant Baltimore and Anne Arundel County line. Okay. Well-intentioned, just had his counties a little off there.
That's all right.
So that's what he meant. All right, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild and muggy start. Stop me if you've heard this before. Today, back in the 90s, thunderstorms in the evening could bring some heavy rain at times. It's been just a very unstable weather pattern. Right now, sunshine, 75 in Annapolis, 74 in Pikesville. Time for some one-liner news. The Emmy nominations are out. Apple TV's Severance leads the field with a total of 27 Emmy nominations.
I've never seen it.
Wow. I have not either.
Never seen it.
Parents of office workers who have a medical procedure to separate their work life and their personal life. It's science fiction. But there is a real-life method to do the same. Chuck calls it booze and summer vacation.
Well, since I only had the one day off to come to Baltimore, I'll just stick with the booze.
Here comes the wine.
Wow.
Here comes the violin. Ooh. Let's break out the violin, shall we? A little soap opera music there.
La, 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 la.
More bad news for Tesla. The company's top American sales executive has quit. Yeah, we won't get far, though. He's in a Cybertruck.
Okay.
Yeah. Disgraced promoter Billy McFarland has officially auctioned off the intellectual property, trademarks, and assets for Firefest on eBay. Huh. Total is $245,000. The first one was an absolute bomb. Mm-hmm. And so I guess you'd call this a fire sale, right?
That could be.
Yeah. Yeah. New concerns about President Trump's health after photos of his extremely swollen ankles have surfaced. Trump defended his halt by saying he has amazing cankles. Way better than Crooked Hillary's cankles. That much I can tell you.
Best cankles ever.
He went to the Clinton
cankles like
store.
Nobody's ever seen before.
That's right. Let's make cankles great again.
Clinton cankles.
New poll of
Columbia Mall.
A new poll of 3,000 female athletes finds that nearly half of them have received sexist insults while playing sports. Insults such as, you throw like a girl, or you look like a man. And worse yet, these are insults coming from girls on the other team. You know, that's how things are going these days. New survey out shows 1 in 5 Americans are secretly using artificial intelligence at work. Apparently, Chuck's been using it in his traffic reports. He uses ChuckGPT. And apparently, that's how he caught the Howard County line mistake.
Get past me, Mr. Casey.
No, nothing can get past
me. Nothing.
I'm sure. I was typing that. I mean, where is that? And I thought, well, Chuck will know.
Yeah.
You know, but
that's amazing what Chuck knows.
It is. And what he does.
You don't even know.
Know
the half of it, Bruce.
I know.
You can't handle the truth.
Yes.
No, we can't. New survey out on how many good days do Americans have per year? 365 days in the year. What do you think the average is?
One.
We didn't say you. We said the average American.
142.
252 days.
Huh. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good. The worst is in Kentucky. They only have 228 good days a year.
Wow.
Florida is the best.
But they've got bourbon.
Yes, so. They do. Florida has the best 276 days.
You know it.
Maryland is kind of middle of the pack at 260, actually towards the top, 264, as well as Delaware. And then Pennsylvania and Virginia, about 240 days. And they say
Does that Maryland stuff include inside the city line?
I guess because it's in Maryland, so that's probably dragging the numbers down a little bit. They say you'll know you have a good day by 8:30 in the morning. That's when you'll know.
Yeah.
Mine's usually in the evening.
That's when Chuck's in about ready to take a nap. Yeah, but 8:30.
At 8:30, I'm running out of gas.
Yeah. And things that make you feel like you're enjoying a good day? Number one answer, coffee. Then chocolate, then a banana, vanilla, caramel, and
Any kind of berry. Strawberry, blueberry, blackberry, any kind of berries at all.
No so, Baileys?
No, yeah. No human beings in that list at all?
No.
Bunch of monkeys.
Yeah, just a bunch of food and drink. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. 0.001% said a massage, but Justin Tucker's answer was quickly identified and removed from the survey.
Ouch.
Too soon?
No, probably not.
Okay, probably
leave
not.
Him alone. Leave him alone.
Oh, there he is. Leave him alone. Come on, mister.
Did they actually,
this is a guy
that,
still.
Go
ahead, Joe.
No. Did they go to the court on that or anything?
Nope.
No.
How the hell can they make that statement?
No. How can they make what statement?
That he did all this stuff.
Well, I mean, I understand that 16 women alleged that he acted inappropriately, and of course, there's no proof, there's no evidence, other than some of the spas banned him from attending. So I guess they took their word, the employee's word, over Justin Tucker's word. But Ravens have cut him, and they drafted a kicker. Now, he'll sign somewhere eventually.
Oh, yeah.
Some team will need a kicker. I want to know, like the Tampa Bay Bucks or some team like that.
Yeah, and then he'll probably beat us with his leg.
Right. Can you imagine?
I know.
Can you imagine if it comes down to a Justin Tucker kick in a crucial Ravens game to make the playoffs? Or in the playoffs.
Yep.
Maybe
he
should go
it.
To Cincinnati.
You can't make it up.
Or Cleveland. Cleveland might be a good destination. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. So what happens next if Governor Moore's voluntary separation program goes down in flames? We'll discuss that. Get more reaction in just a second. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around. Plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. This week we'll be discussing the Big Beautiful Bill Thursday from 6 to 7 and Saturday from 11 to 12 on Safe Retirement Solutions Radio, exclusively on WCBM.
Good morning, it's 6:23 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
895 with a few brake lights now on O'Donnell Street. Still moving, going into the tunnel on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. Two lanes there southbound, so a little bit of a backup under 5 minutes. 95 is still clear, getting a good ride, looking at you live right here from the camera at O'Donnell Street and I-95. And all the lanes are open. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. JFX wide open, still clear from Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, another mild and muggy start to the day. Highs in the 90s today, thunderstorms in the evening, pretty much the same. Could be heavy rain, downpours at times, much like it has been for most of the week. Right now, sunny, 76 already in the city, 75 in the Middle River. We're talking about the voluntary separation program. This is, remember, Governor Moore criticized Donald Trump for the early buyout of federal employees.
Yes, he did.
It was cruel. It was inhumane. But now, of course, he finds himself in a
tough spots, and now he's doing the same darn thing. And Delegate Buckle saying that, look, certain positions, this may not be an attractive offer.
I am at least happy to see, you know, they're not seeking voluntary buyouts or people to leave positions in corrections, public safety, mental health. We need, frankly, more people in those fields. But where we probably can afford to shed state workers is in a lot of the bureaucracy.
Yeah, the bureaucracy is where you go there. He says, like, certainly a lot of positions in a lot of regions where that 20 grand probably really isn't that attractive. And where people feel like they can't quickly transition into the private sector into another job. So we'll just have to see how that all plays out. That is, and but Buckle gets down to it. It is they're moving a step in the right direction in the downsizing of government.
I hope that it works to achieve those types of savings, but we really do need to keep looking at right sizing the scope and the cost of our state government.
I did a little math, which is always a dangerous thing to do while you're on the radio. But they need $121 million, okay? So if you're taking the $20,000 of the buyout money, plus I'm now, this is based on an average of 10 years of service.
Okay.
All right, that's, so that'd be $3,000. It's $23,000 total per employee. How many employees would it take to get to $121 million? And the answer is roughly 5,300. So you would need 5,300 out of 32,000. So that's what? A little bit over 10%. That's what? 12, 13, whatever it is, percent. So is that doable? Well, I think some people would argue, there might be some people taking the $23,000 plus the 6 months of benefits, and then they can go out and find another job. But especially since it's going to be a roaring economy under President Trump. But there are going to be a lot of people here in the state, federal employees, Department of Education employees, State Department employees, that have been laid off as a result of the downsizing of the federal government. So that's going to complicate things a little
Department
bit.
Department of Education is going to have a whole lot of people hanging around doing a whole lot of nothing. So, yeah, there is a possibility that we'd face widespread. Look, it's the same crisis that I've been talking about for some time. What happens when Donald Trump, as he has stated his intention is to do, and what I've suggested they've been doing for about 20 years, move some of the departments out of Washington, D.C.? You're going to end up with a very different kind of population in the state of Maryland, with fewer federal jobs available, as you take the Department of Agriculture and move it from the agriculture area of Washington, D.C., to someplace where it makes more sense, like Iowa, for example. They're going to have employees out there. So either people will move with their jobs, or they'll simply be unemployed here, and a new crop of folks will take the jobs out in Iowa.
Well, that's exactly what Democrats are arguing for the FBI headquarters. They think the FBI headquarters should be located in Greenbelt in Prince George's County. But President Trump says, no, they need to be close to the Justice Department. He's arguing they're going to go in the old USAID building in downtown D.C. So it is an interesting argument, but there are a lot of already FBI field offices out there spread out throughout the country. But back to Governor Warren here in just a second. Remember, instead of doing a hiring freeze, instead of offering the voluntary separation program first, they went and imposed the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland on the rest of us. They raised all these fees, permits, and licenses, and so on and so forth. The registrations are, have you registered your car yet under the new?
No.
It is a significant increase in fees. So all of that is, we were to take the pain pill first, and then finally the state employees get it after the rest of the taxpayers get it. And I don't know if the number is going to work for them. We'll have to wait and see how that all plays out.
Yeah, something tells me that the number's not going to work out for them. We're going to be in special session.
Yeah, and have to August 4th. So we have roughly
less than a month.
Less than a month, a couple of weeks for them to accept the voluntary separation offer or not. Now, we'll see how many do. And by August 4th, we'll know if we don't hit that. And again, that's an arbitrary number I'm throwing out there. Let's say it's somewhere between 5,000, 8,000 employees, state employees that need to take
this. But what happens if they don't?
If they don't, then we are constitutionally mandated to balance the budget. Now we're going to have to go back into special session and find wherever. Now, some might take
it. Why not just start firing people?
Yeah, well, you could do that.
I mean, rather than go back into special session, you offer the buyout.
Which is going to cost money.
Yeah, but you offer the buyout. Yeah. It's an incentive. You say, look, if you don't take the buyout, there's a possibility you're going to be among those who are riffed, as they used to say.
Well, they don't like that in the union world, which controls the Democrat
Party. True. Hey, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During the summer weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. 92 today? Wow. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Weather has changed. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. Or timkylecompany.com online. That's KYLE. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, Whittier Carroll's best electrician and HVAC repair company.
Coming up next, more on the latest on tariffs and trade deals from the Trump administration at 6:30. Time for news headlines once again. Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. The Baltimore City Council held a Tuesday oversight hearing on police accountability. According to a new report, there were 2,269 misconduct complaints against city police in 2024. More than 770 of them were for serious misconduct. Governor Wes Borah has announced the launch of Maryland Benefits One application to have eligible residents apply for vital benefits. The governor says one application makes it easier to apply for Medicaid, SNAP, temporary assistance for needy families, WIC programming, and energy assistance using a computer or smartphone. The new streamlined application available through the state's online access platform at MarylandBenefits.gov. Maryland Congressman Andy Harris is applauding the arrival of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to dredge the Ocean City Inlet. Harris says it's vital maintaining safe passage for commercial and recreational vehicles and for supporting the region's economy. The First District Republican says the White Marlin Open approaching and commercial and recreational boat traffic will increase. It's essential to act quickly. City police investigating a Tuesday afternoon shooting in northwest Baltimore. Officers called to the 2400 block of Chelsea Terrace shortly before 3 p.m. They found a man with a gunshot wound to the body. Victim taken to a hospital. He is listed in stable condition. Police have not released information on a suspect or a motive in that shooting. And a state lawmaker has a message for subcontractors. Now that the demolition of the Key Bridge is underway and construction of the new bridge expected, J.B. Jennings says subs who are interested in submitting a bid for the project should attend a virtual outreach event that Kiewit Infrastructure is holding on July 23rd. Coming up on 6:32 at WCBM, next WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through July 21st, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card for your business. Call and switch to Comcast Business today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Pick three lottery from last night, 514, your pick 42436. Right now it's 6:33. Traffic and weather on the threes once again. Chuck Whitaker.
Early ride still good on the Beltway, even the west side. Not too bad with a little bit of a slowdown here on the outer loop at Liberty Road, but south of there down towards I-70 and Frederick Road, you're doing okay. Had a quick look on the BW Parkway, south from Arundel Mills down to Route 32 and northbound from Powder Mill Road up to 197. All the lanes are open. The backup now on 895, the old Harbor Tunnel, is going back to just about the area of the Erdman Avenue ramp. So we'll put in there about a 10 to 12 minute delay at that point. 95 is still clear, but getting busy southbound after the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild and muggy for your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 70s. Heading toward the afternoon, we're heating up. Highs back into the lower 90s. We are tracking some showers and thunderstorms late Wednesday afternoon and into the evening. Could bring some heavy rain at times. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Some pretty cool stuff last night at Major League Baseball's All-Star Game, and we'll start you right at the end, where with the game tied at 6 after 9 innings, MLB went to its first ever home run derby style swing-off. Three players from each team would get three swings to knock it out of the park, and the team with the most home runs would win it. The Phillies' Kyle Schwarber stepped up as the final National League batter, trailing 3-1, needing to land all three to win it.
AL rallied in the game. NL has rallied in the swing.
Oh!
And they would win it 4-3. Joe Davis and John Smoltz had the call on Fox. The final goes down as a 6-6 tie. Schwarber's three homers wins the swing off for the NL 4-3. Now, the other stuff. Future Hall of Famer Clayton Kershaw came on to face two batters in the second inning, and he was mic'd up with the Fox TV booth. Here he is asking John Smoltz which pitch he should go with next.
What do you want? Smoltz, what do you want?
Cutter in. Slider in.
I don't throw a cutter.
He doesn't slider in. Slider. Cutter.
Son of a...
You're going to make a mess.
How short.
How about this splitty? Break out the splitty.
Right, what's the count? 2-2? Yeah, this 2-2. Is so weird talking to you guys.
It's kind of weird for us, too.
Good stuff on that. And then after the sixth inning, maybe the best one of them all, the lights went down at Truist Park. Fans stood holding their cell phones. And the scene from April 8th, 1974, that happened just a few miles down the road, was recreated and projected on the infield and on the video board.
Swinging.
Of course, that was the recreation of the great call by Milo Hamilton as Henry Aaron broke Babe Ruth's record back in 1974. Great story in the Baltimore Banner this morning by Jonas Schaefer, the Ravens beat writer, and it's a story to watch concerning the contract status of Ravens rookie second-round edge rusher Mike Green. The NCAA sack leader from a year ago remains the lone rookie unsigned by the Ravens, and without a deal, Green can't participate in training camp practice starting next week. The holdup is not compensation. His slot is worth four years, $7.4 million, we know that, but rather it's about guaranteed money. First-round pick money is guaranteed. Second-rounders are not. 30 of the 32 second-rounders in this year's draft have yet to sign their rookie contracts because of apparent disagreements over guaranteed money. The time now is 6:37. When we return, nobody can do it like Major League Baseball can.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I think what Major League Baseball did last night with the All-Star Game was top shelf in terms of entertainment. They brought back the jerseys. They mm-hmm. weren't wearing the stupid right. American League NL jerseys. Every player was wearing their own jerseys. There was camaraderie on the field like I don't think I've ever seen before. I mean, there was true joy last night in both of those dugouts.
And then there was the swing-off.
The swing-off. I didn't even know they had a swing-off.
And I thought that was the best swing-off since the 1972 Yankee wife swap.
All the players cannot put their keys
in
their bucket.
How do you even know that? I'm sorry, what was that?
Should all the players come out and put their car keys, the house keys, in a big bucket? And I guess the American League did that. The National League players came and chose which keys they wanted.
So by the way, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Mike Kekich and Fritz Peterson. Yeah. How do you even remember
How do you remember their names?
I know. Wow. Yeah. Dude, I'm an idiot savant. With a heavy emphasis on idiot, by the way. Just ask Julie. She'll
But
tell
you're right.
You.
It was entertaining. I think they have the most entertaining all-star game of all the major team sports out there.
Not only did they swap wives, they swap families and
they
dogs.
Did. That's they right. Did.
Dogs.
Yeah. The whole nine yards.
Dog.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. I think I got to get at it.
Thanks, Gary. Yeah, 6:39. All right, but I made a major boo-boo here. Hugh in Baltimore is going to call me out on it, and rightfully so. Hugh, good morning.
Good morning.
So I did not factor in the salaries of those employees, and that's going to be a key factor, probably more so than the buyout itself.
Right. I was saying the buyout is actually the opposite. It's a one-time expense.
Right.
It's not saving you money. It's actually costing you money.
Right.
What you're saving is not paying the salary. So if you figure, I don't know, let's say an average salary is $80,000. I'm just throwing a number out. Yeah, 50% for overhead, that's $120,000. So if you're paying a one-time $20,000 or so, you're saving roughly $100,000 per employee. Roughly,
yeah.
Just, you know.
And so that's a far cry different than the 5,000 employees. So we'll see what happens on August 4th. But that is a great point, and thank you for correcting me on that. I appreciate it, you.
Thanks, you. Appreciate it. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., some people are still focused not on the Epstein file. We'll get to that during the show. But focus instead on one of the things that Donald Trump made kind of a signature of his, and that is we're, you know, imposing tariffs on people. Now the talk is we may have a 100% tariff on Russia, and they got 50 days to see if they can solve this thing in Ukraine. Otherwise, get ready for it. But the big one that a lot of investors are looking at is China. That's yet to be brought to the table successfully. Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful from the Shark Tank on TV, says the only deal that matters, the only deal that matters is that China deal.
The only deal that matters is China. That's the deal, because these are the two largest economies. There's so many issues with China, technology, economic war, AI, Taiwan, TikTok, all of this stuff. You know, the market's already assumed that everything else is going to get resolved. You may not like it. You don't like the sausage being made on video and all that stuff. Nobody cares. They care about China.
Yeah, and that's true. All the markets focus are going now is China. The assumption is everything else is going to work out in some fashion. So they assume that that's baked in the cake. What is still a real question mark is Xi and exactly what he's going to do.
You know, the spyware they have and software here and all that stuff and what they're doing around the world, they're not good guys. I'm not talking about the Chinese people. The Chinese government steals our AI, steals our tech, steals our IP. They don't play by the rules. And I've said this countless times. The only deal I'm watching is the Chinese deal. Where are we going with that thing?
You know, the real question is, are the Chinese happy to be kind of outliers and do things their way, stealing tech, stealing intellectual property, ignoring the rules, or do they want to play with the big boys?
We've got to bring Xi to the table and say, okay, we've had enough. We're going to have to solve this problem. You want to play by the rules? You want to be one of the big boys? You want to be in the G8? You want to join the G7? You want to play by the rules of the World Trade Organization? You're going to have to understand that you have to give and take. You can't just steal everything. The rest of this stuff is getting worked out, and it's great. But the China thing, that's the deal.
You see, and the thing is, Sean, it's not an assumption we can make that, oh, yes, they want to play with the big boys. They're doing just fine. Being outside the group and basically making their own rules of behavior. They're perfectly happy to come over here and send Chinese students over here to study and steal our intellectual property. They're perfectly happy to ignore people's copyrights, people's intellectual property in this country and elsewhere around the world, because there's virtually, on the scale of things, no cost for them to do that.
Yeah.
So why should they join the G8? Why should they want to be on the inside?
Well, they got that Belt and Road initiative that they are using on all these other countries. They go in there basically and take over for a pittance, and then they have a presence in the country, much like they did with the Panama Canal. I mean, you look at it, and then they're here studying in our universities.
Yeah.
And then in many cases, there's intellectual theft, property theft, Top secret. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that China does that looks remarkably similar.
Yes, to what? Strangely. As a matter of fact, if you take a look at the Chinese aircraft and take a look at our B-2, for example, you say, wow, that's interesting how similar that seems to be. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, our traffic person man thing, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a delay on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway getting around to the American Legion Bridge at George Washington Parkway. Apparently it's a broken down vehicle, just waiting to get some information to see which lane they're indicating. And right now they're saying left-hand lane. Get a confirmation on that. But we're going to back up from there at River Road and then back up towards the ramps at I-270. Still a good ride through Annapolis. Nothing major there so far. Coming off the Bay Bridge through Sandy Point and then over to the ramps at Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and the lanes clear towards I-97. JFX is running okay. You'll have some delays already with the heavy traffic south on 895 back to around Erdman Avenue. And 95 is filling in quickly now, southbound, going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, we've heard from Kim, one of our listeners. She texted in this morning, said, good morning, everyone. The Baltimore County line meets Howard County at Elk Ridge and Hillthorpe on Washington Boulevard.
But not on the Beltway.
But not on the Beltway, right. Great show. Thanks for the entertainment to get me going. Don't you raspberry our listeners. My goodness. Kim was just trying to help. Thanks, Kim.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Wow.
We're appreciative.
Wow, Chuck.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Mild and muggy.
Go away, Bruce. Go away.
I did.
I know you did. Why'd you come back?
You kept begging me.
Highs in the 90s. Yeah. Why don't you please come back and work for free? Thunderstorm later on this evening. That's right. Could be heavy rain at times at some point today. Right now, of course, it is a it's warm and muggy, as they have said. Right now, it's already 75 in Middle River, and it is 75 in Pasadena. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name,
Pizza the Hut. Famed half-man, half-pizza, was found dead earlier today in the backseat of his stretched limo. Evidently, the notorious gangster became locked in his car and ate himself to death.
Pizza the Hut. Today's National Hot Dog Day. What do you want on your hot dog, Bruce?
I typically like a little sauerkraut, mustard, and I treat it as if it's a bratwurst, basically. So
well, that's a brat. That's not a hot.
I know. But yeah. That's
okay. That's what you yeah. like. Chuck, what's on your hot dog?
Mustard, relish, and onions.
Okay. I like the chili dogs. I like the chili with the cheese and the onions. I like it loaded up there. But just for a regular hot dog, just give me mustard. That's fine. Remember, no ketchup. There are people that do ketchup on their hot dog.
I do.
Yeah, well, you're a ketchup person?
I love ketchup
on you love ketchup on it. So you must love ketchup on everything, Michelle.
I do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. On your cereal in the morning, do you?
Yeah.
What was that?
On your cereal in the morning? Oh, I'd like some Corn Chex. Hand me the ketchup, please.
No. I'm not a cereal person. Too.
Okay. Oh, I see. That's the excuse.
What about on your cinnamon roll?
No.
Can't do it there.
Yeah. How about on your eggs, first of all?
No, I'm not a big egg person.
Really?
Ketchup.
Oh, really? I can't pick a food group you haven't liked.
Domino's, $9.99, any pizza with any toppings deal now back for a limited time through August 3rd. The pizza chain reveals a series of secret menu pizzas. Depends upon where you are. There's the Rachel's Sweet Buffalo, New York-style crust with all sorts of goodies on it, including pepperoni, bacon, pineapple, hot buffalo sauce. The Spencer's Garlic Parm Bonanza. Hannah's Alfredo Veggie Melt, all at the participating Domino's near you. Dairy Queen serving up the new Superman Blizzard.
Hmm.
And by the way, if you get a chance, Mike Francesca, he is a New York sports talk show host, gave a review of the new Superman movie. It's on X. It's hilarious. You got to check it out. Just based on his review, I have no desire to see this movie. No. None whatsoever. Anyway, Dairy Queen launching a new Superman cake batter cookie dough blizzard. All right. We got a big blizzard event coming up later on this month. We'll tell you about that here shortly. It may be coming to a Taco Bell near you, the new fried pickle taco. Is being tested in select markets. Of course, pickle is the new Popeye's chicken. Remember the chicken wars? Chicken sandwich?
You ever had your pickle fried, Bruce?
I beg your pardon? I'm sorry, Chuck.
You're pulling his gherkin again, aren't you?
I wasn't ready for the snappy repartee.
No. You got to get up to speed. It's like, you know, the hamster on the treadmill. Today, the Big Greek Cafe opens up on Owings Mills Boulevard and in Owings Mills. It replaces the old Perry Perry original and, again, surrounded by another restaurant, Pardon My Cheesesteak and IHOP. It's right there in Owings Mills Boulevard. But you go to their website, and it says they're promising cuisine that tastes just like Yaya used to make. So good to Greek food, the Big Greek Cafe. There are feta sprinkled French fries and $7 hero sandwiches.
Hero.
Yeah. Most people say in South Baltimore, I'm going to get me a gyro.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll get a gyro, boy.
Have you ever had pastizio?
No.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Pastizio is the Greek lasagna in essence. It's noodles and a tomato sauce, with a bechamel sauce on top. It's amazing. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Good stuff, yeah. All that's good. The baklava, Greek food is really good food.
The spanico, but the spinach pie.
Yeah, really good. And lamb, of course, lamb. A lot of lamb.
Oh, yeah.
Great lamb chops. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple.
Which, by the way, is very distressing for those who grew up on that show, by the way. Why, you're done with the show? Fine, let's have you for dinner.
I always wondered, what happened to lamb chop? Did Sherry get hungry? Or what?
She just invited them over for dinner.
It's tough eating a sock.
Why don't you invite me over for dinner one night? Exactly.
Yes.
6:50, 10 before the hour, 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Well, one of the things I took with me on vacation this past week, of course, was a couple of different bottles of the Rescue stuff that I take, and I take it every single day. And you can now get ready for a gift from Rescue, a natural supplement. It is their Christmas in July sale. It's going on right now. The season of giving is making a summer comeback with huge savings. That means all health supplements will be slashed up to 50, 60, even 73% off site-wide. Treat yourself with savings on heart-healthy omega-3s, natural energy boosters, soothing digestive aids, and so much more. Now, to order, call 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Again, don't miss Rescue's Christmas in July sale. Shop savings up to 73% off natural solutions from blood pressure and cholesterol to energy and sleep. Rescue's got you covered. Stock up for summer and unwrap all the joy of a healthier you at res-q.com today.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
.652, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Still to come, a teen arrested. That should not surprise you or shock you anymore in Baltimore and in this state for armed carjacking in Federal Hill. We got some immigration numbers on the Trump administration and how many immigration arrests are being made in Maryland. And we'll tell you about four alleged MS-13 gangbangers federally indicted on RICO charges here in Maryland as well. So in spite of our governor, in spite of the progressive Marxists running the state, and we had for you, earlier in the week, Anthony Brown, I think it was on Monday, we played the clip of him saying that Maryland will not cooperate with ICE. Imagine if they did. Imagine if the state of Maryland cooperated with ICE, how the numbers would look. But we'll share those numbers with you in just a second.
Paul, you know, all you have to do is think reasonably. Say, they're going to be here, they're going to do it anyway. Fine, you say you're not going to cooperate. Well, okay, they've adjusted for that. They said they're going to allow for that all the way through the process. But you don't get in their way, man.
Yeah.
If you get in their way,
like they did out in California,
you'll be breaking federal law. And guess what? You won't have to worry about running for president because I'm not quite sure you get out of prison that fast. 6:53 right now. Talk radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, it's car crash Whitaker.
A little more traffic on the Beltway now. The outer loop coming down through Liberty Road and eventually down towards I-70. So we'll start to see some brake lights now as you're moving south from 795. It looks like we're still clear from I-70, but with very heavy traffic there crossing at the ramps at Route 40 West. And we should see a little more traffic now on the northeast corner beginning right around Hartford Road. And it's already there now showing up moving over towards Providence Road. Some delays already. Heavy traffic south at both the Harvard tunnels. They're still working on the water main break. Be careful in Rosedale this morning at Kenwood Avenue at Golden Ring Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild and muggy to start this morning, afternoon in the 90s, thunderstorms in the evening, heavy rain at times, and pretty much the same for tomorrow. Sunny and 75 right now in Columbia and 75 in Owings Mills. It has happened yet again. 17-year-old boy arrested Monday following an armed carjacking incident in Federal Hill. And police say around 3:30, broad daylight, officers responded 1100 block of Light Street after receiving reports of a crime. And the victim said that she was just going to the bank.
I was at the bank and then just guy woke up on the car.
And this could have been very, very tragic. She left, she made the mistake of leaving her 8-year-old child inside the car with the engine running.
And, yeah, pretty much demanded my son to get out of the car, and then they drove off with the car.
Apparently, the suspect reportedly arrived in a black Hyundai Elantra, exited the vehicle, entered the victim's car. The suspect then assaulted the victim's son, brandished a knife, and pushed him out of the vehicle before fleeing the scene. The victim said that her son was traumatized, I would imagine, by the whole incident.
Well, he's fine. But beyond him being traumatized.
Yeah, so first, it's against the law, by the way, to leave your car running.
Yeah.
Number one, unattended.
Stupid, leave your kid in the car, bluntly. Sorry.
Number one is against it. Number two, to leave your car, child in the car while it's running is also a very stupid idea. And then we've seen a number of these stories where grown adults have left their children in cars on these sultry, hot summer days. And I just saw another video yesterday where a young child was rescued by two police officers, had been left inside a car for 40 minutes, internal temperatures of 120 degrees when they pulled them out. Thankfully, they survived, but many have not. Mm-hmm. One woman went to work.
Forgot her kid in the car.
And she didn't forget. She left the kid in the car. She didn't have daycare, couldn't bring him into the job. She left him in the hot car for an 8-hour shift. He perished.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, just these are not parents. They're biological reproductive
units.
Units, exactly. Let's take a call here from, Bill's coming up in just a second, but I just want to point that four alleged MS-13 members were charged in federal court related to actions taken in Maryland since 2023, according to the charging documents. All of them engaged in racketeering, multiple instances of murder, extortion, and drug trafficking. Thank goodness for the feds, because local law enforcement, I'm not blaming you, I'm blaming your bosses, the governor, et cetera. And it's despite not working with ICE here in Maryland, since President Trump returned to office, his campaign to deport thousands of illegals, creating headlines in Maryland. The numbers have basically doubled on the number of immigration arrests here, a surge in arrests in Maryland. The effect of Trump's efforts have ICE arrests shot up from 29 per week last year to 76 per week under Trump, according to this analysis. And that is in the first 142 days of Trump, his second term. Bill in Owings Mills, good morning.
Morning, Bill.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Fine, thank you.
I've got a little bit of a public services announcement, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
My brother is the president of the board of directors of the Reisterstown Cemetery Committee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of like his strong arm. I go out and ask people for money. excuse me. About 10 years ago, when we rebuilt the wall in the cemetery, if you're familiar with it, it's across from the middle school next to the Baltimore County Library in Reisterstown, Wilcoxie.
Right.
And about 10 years ago, when we rebuilt the wall, we got federal money, we got the cemetery on a historic register, and we used most of that money to rebuild the wall and to replace the iron gates that are there and to make it presentable again. My brother was telling me last night that he is not getting any support from the state. There's about $49,000 that is available that he's been trying to get, and he's been hitting a stone wall. We've had our representatives from Annapolis out there doing their photo shoots and that kind of stuff, but we don't get any support from the state. And we Reisterstown doesn't have a community paper right. anymore, so you can't put an ad in there saying, "Hey, we need funds."
All right, so we're running short on time. So, Bill, just tell us what can our listeners do? Is there a website they can go to?
He's got P.O. Box 803, Reisterstown, Maryland. His name is Chris Larkins, L-A-R-K-I-N-S. My name is Bill. And we need donations. He's paying for the grass mowing out of his own pocket, $150 every 2 weeks.
All right, do us a favor. Send us an email with all the information, and we'll make sure we get that out there. We're just short on time here. Thanks so much, Bill, for the call. Appreciate that. It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Senate narrowly advancing a request from the White House to claw back billions for international aid and public broadcasting as Congress faces a Friday deadline. Here's Bernie Bennett with the story.
The request, known as a rescissions package, cleared its first procedural hurdles late Tuesday with the help of Vice President J.D. Vance. The vice president cast two tie-breaking votes after three Republicans joined all Democrats in opposing it. Earlier Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader John Thune appeared uncertain if he had the votes to advance it, but moved ahead with a pair of procedural votes later in the day. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska voted against moving forward. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump downplaying the possibility of sending Ukraine long-range weapons as Kyiv awaits an injunction of U.S. weaponry that it hopes might counter an intensifying Russian air offensive, and yet another overnight attack has wounded at least 15 people. Also at townhall.com, Republicans have agreed to remove the international aid program PEPFAR from the rescission package, lowering the amount of savings in the bill to $9 billion.
News came Tuesday afternoon that GOP senators, facing resistance from within their own party, had agreed to remove PEPFAR from the list of programs targeted in the bill. Appropriations Chair Susan Collins of Maine was the chief proponent of omitting PEPFAR from the bill's cuts. They're designed to reduce wasteful spending previously approved by Congress. PEPFAR has been credited with saving millions of lives since it was created under President George W. Bush. Reporting.
House Republicans struggling with cryptocurrency legislation they had expected to pass during what they call Crypto Week. The legislative package did stall yesterday when 13 Republicans joined the Democrats on a key procedural vote. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your three-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Are you
over the age of 55 and want to secure your wealth with physical gold and silver, we are Advantage Gold, the number one customer-rated gold company in America. We have been helping investors take their 401ks and retirement accounts and diversify them into physical precious metals like gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Call us right now, 800-900-8000. Just call 800-900-8000 and claim your free gold investing starter kit. Also learn how you might qualify for up to $10,000 in free gold and silver. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Please consult your tax or financial advisor. Call us at 800-900-8000.
Good morning. It's 7:03. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Wednesday morning. Traffic on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Apparently about 10 minutes ago, there was a broken down vehicle there temporarily. Southbound left-hand lane left tunnel at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Looks like we're on the move once again. And looking at the traffic coming out of the south end and going down towards Key Highway, we see all four lanes are open. But very quick impact. 95 backed up beyond the Eastern Avenue ramp. And now 895 is backed up almost back to Pulaski Highway. So now we're up in the area, 15 to 20 minute delays, 95 south and also on 895. So be prepared. But it looks like the lanes are back open once again going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Big wreck leaving Montgomery County towards Frederick. Tractor trailer apparently on its side northbound on Interstate 270. It's between Route 109 and Route 80. The word right now is all the northbound lanes are closed. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild and muggy for your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 70s. Heading toward the afternoon, we're heating up. Highs back into the lower 90s. We are tracking some showers and thunderstorms late Wednesday afternoon and into the evening. Could bring some heavy rain at times. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen, 73 degrees. Currently in Ellicott City at 71 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. State lawmaker has a message for subcontractors now that the demolition of the Key Bridge is underway and construction of the new bridge expected to start in the coming months. Senator J.B. Jennings says subcontractors who are interested in submitting a bid for the project should attend a virtual outreach event at the Kiewit Infrastructure Association on July 23. Last year, the state selected a Nebraska-based company for the first phase of design work to replace the bridge. During the event, Kiewit will provide an update on the rebuild project, discuss subcontractor and supplier opportunities, and go over the bid submittal process. Baltimore City Council held a Tuesday oversight hearing on police accountability last night. According to new reports, there were 2,269 misconduct complaints against city police in 2024, more than 770 of them for serious misconduct. And Governor Wes Moore has announced the launch of Maryland Benefits One application to have eligible residents apply for vital benefits. Governor says one application makes it easier to apply for Medicaid, SNAP, temporary assistance for needy families, WIC programming and energy assistance using a computer or smartphone. It's a 7:05 on WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number was 514. Your pick 4, 2436. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long.
Major League Baseball outdid itself yesterday with their annual Midsummer Classic. The NL swinging off the AL 4-3 on three pokes and three swings from Kyle Schwarber after the game had ended in a 6-6 tie. Schwarber in the postgame on the swing off.
You know, I go two right away and was able to sneak that third one out and, realizing that we got in a good situation and hopefully that, you know, if Pete does come up, that he's going to be able to see the deal for us.
The Pete he mentions is Pete Alonso, who would have been the tiebreaker for the National League. And a sidebar, the lone Oriole starter, Ryan O'Hearn, at DH for the American League, batted 6, went 0-2 in the game. Meanwhile, CBS Sports calling Oriole draftee Caden Bodine one of the steals of the draft. The switch-hitting catcher from Coastal Carolina picked number 30 overall by Baltimore. A keen eye at the plate, striking out only 3% of the time during conference play. Here's Orioles VP of Player Development, Matt Blood.
That's a great sign. You know, he's got the combination of contact, but also being able to walk.
Bodine's bat-to-ball contact rate was at 95%. And finally, Scotty Scheffler with a bombshell press conference at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland yesterday as the game's greats gather for the Open Championship beginning tomorrow. The two-time Masters winner opening up about his true feelings regarding the game of golf and its place in his life.
I love the challenge. I love being able to play this game for a living. It's one of the greatest joys of my life, but does it fill the deepest, you know, wants and desires of my heart? Absolutely not.
We'll hear more from the world's number one player next hour. Coming up in 30 minutes, President Trump mulling a name change. And that is Stein on Sports. Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks for joining us here this morning. You can call in at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. If you don't have it, go to the App Store today and download it, and it is yours for absolutely free. Coming up in this hour, we take you once again to the National Education Association, where leftist lunacy is on display. President Trump passing the Epstein list baton to Pam Bondi. And on that topic, we have several folks, Democrats and others, weighing in on the Epstein list and files.
Sean, our very own Jamie Raskin, I hate to call him as our very own, but Maryland's Jamie Raskin, let's put it that way, has, I guess, one of the central questions. Is there a list or not?
Is there a list of Epstein clients that he either kept for reasons of solicitation and business and the execution of a sick conspiracy, or did he maintain that for purposes of coercion of people for certain things? Was it a blackmail list? And who's on that list?
Yeah, we were told, of course, all along that there is a list. Now, we've told Bob, Pam Bondi said she had it on her desk, and then all of a sudden, guess what? There's no list. Is there a list? If there's a list, whose name is on it? Why do we need to know this? If we do at all, are they public people or are they private people? I'm not quite sure I care if there are a bunch of private people having something on the side, as long as it's not involving either farm animals or children.
That's the premise here. These are underage girls, so certainly a lot of people do care.
Yeah, well, if indeed they were.
Yeah, well, many of the victims have spoken out, the accusers, and they said at the time they were certainly underage. And they were trafficked. They were lured in by Ghislaine Maxwell, taken to this island where they were forced to do unspeakable things.
And she, of course, is in prison for this.
She's appealing her decision.
Yeah, but she's in prison.
And the government has denied it. Now it's going to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and in other words, she's in prison for something that there should be some names attached to in some form. Raskin says what we need to do is to reestablish public trust, and this doesn't help.
It's going to be very damaging for us if the president is going to proceed on falsehoods and conspiracy theory and then allow that to erode public trust. So I think there is something to what a lot of the Republicans are saying, that this needs to be done to restore public trust at this point.
Well, actually, I'm not sure about that. What I'm sure, though, is that if the MAGA base for Donald Trump isn't convinced satisfactorily, doesn't have their questions answered in a satisfactory manner, there will be some damage to Trump's support that will not be very helpful for the MAGA agenda moving forward.
Well, the public trust was destroyed with Watergate, with JFK files, MLK files, RFK Jr. assassination files, which have been kept under wraps. Trump is at least trying to get some of this stuff declassified and out there, but there are other hurdles in the way, including the courts.
Yeah. You'll hear, by the way, coming up in a couple of minutes, from Alan Dershowitz, who knows who's on these lists, if there are lists per se. But first, 713, Talk Radio 680, WCBO. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at delays at both Harbor Tunnels at one point, again, about 10 minutes ago, maybe 12 minutes ago now, southbound left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There had been a report of a broken down vehicle. I actually never saw it, and I do see the ramifications from that because we're still slow, but all the traffic is coming out of the tunnel southbound on 95. I don't see anybody broken down at the south end, and we're clear towards Key Highway, but it did back us up, not quite back to Moravia Road, but back beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and then the word got out that there was a problem there. 895 now is backed up to Moravia Road. So 895, you're 25 minutes at least, and at least 20 minutes southbound for the traffic going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel with all the lanes moving once again. Big wreck again leaving Montgomery County towards Frederick. Overturned tractor trailer, 270 northbound between Route 109 and Route 80. Last report, all the northbound lanes are blocked. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Again, another mild, muggy start to the day. And again, it's going to be hot into the 90s. Thunderstorms in the evening, heavy rain at times today. 77 and sunny in Dundalk. Also 77 in Arnold. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging. Bigger and better than ever before.
Yesterday, before I headed out to the AI summit in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the president met with reporters outside of Marine One and was asked about the Epstein files, and he basically passed the baton.
Credible information, let them give it. Anything that's credible, I would say let them have it.
Let them have it. Let them have it. And Pam Bondi was asked at her press conference on a big drug bust, are you going to let us have it or not?
I'm not going to discuss personnel matters. I think we all are committed to working together now to make America safe again, and that's what we're doing.
All right, not ready yet, apparently, to let us have it. President Trump, record. This is an astonishing number on how much foreign investment pouring into the United States in just 178 days of his second term.
I think we're over now as a country. We're over $15 trillion of investment, and there's never been anything like that.
$15 trillion with a T. He also announced a big deal with Indonesia yesterday.
They are giving us access into Indonesia, which we never had. That's probably the biggest part of the deal. And the other part is they are going to pay 19%, and we are going to pay nothing.
Yeah, 19% tariff on all goods they export to us, and U.S. exports to Indonesia, no tariffs. They're tariff-free. That's a great deal for us, and the fact that the Indonesian markets are now completely open. So the Financial Times and the other outlets were reporting just on Monday that President Trump agreed to send long-range missiles to Ukraine to target Moscow. And that is completely false. And this is the deep state. This is the establishment trying to gin up war once again. The weapons going to Ukraine are going to be sent to NATO, but they're going to be largely defensive weapons like Patriot missiles. And he was asked a question by a reporter yesterday. Did you tell Zelensky he could target Moscow?
No, he shouldn't target Moscow.
So that was completely false. Again, President Trump also announced loathsome Senator Shifty Schiff has been caught allegedly committing mortgage fraud. You know, what is it with the mortgage fraud with some of these individuals? You get Marilyn Mosby. Now, her fraud, mortgage fraud conviction was overturned. Letitia James is being investigated for multiple properties and not actually guilty. And the latest is, Trump wrote on Truth Social, "I have always suspected Shifty Adam Schiff was a scam artist. Now I learned that Fannie Mae's Financial Crimes Division have concluded that Adam Schiff has engaged in a sustained pattern of possible mortgage fraud. He listed his primary residence in Maryland to get a cheaper mortgage and rip off America when he must live in California because he's a congressman, senator now, from California. I always knew Adam Schiff was a crook. The fraud began when the refinance of his Maryland property back in 2009. So that'll be up to the Fannie Mae Crimes Division. I don't know what was done, but when the President of the United States calls you out, and Schiff says he needs a distraction right now because of the Epstein files. That's the only why he's saying that. The Trump administration also announced they've arrested the a shop owner of a taco place in a major immigration sting. And this was on Tuesday. And this was, I think it was in Arizona, if I'm not mistaken. So I'll get the air. It was somewhere out west. But, yeah, it was in Arizona. So now that's refreshing. And I want to see employers starting that are knowingly, intentionally, hiring illegals or looking the other way. They need to be focused of. And again, not only just the mom and pop shop places, but the bigger companies as well need to be. And then let's not forget the 20,000 Chinese that got in here.
Yeah.
You know, they need to be pursued. Where are they at right now? Russia has rejected Trump's call for a ceasefire in 50 days. So it doesn't seem like Putin is interested in peace at all. Regarding that. And he had some interesting comments to make about AOC and Jazzy Crockett just the other day.
You know, AOC, look, I think she's very nice, but she's very low IQ. And we really don't need low IQ. Between her and Crockett, we're going to give them both an IQ test to see who comes out best. Now, I took my test. I took a real test at Walter Reed Medical Center, and I aced it. I got every one of all those questions right. Now it's time for them to take a test. Anyway, have a good time.
Low IQ, AOC, and Jazzy Crockett. And finally, President Trump told Texas Republicans that the GOP is going to seek five new red seats in redistricting just in time for the 26th midterms. Now, Texas is expected to gain more seats because of population growth by 2030. I'm not sure how they can accelerate that for 28 and 26, but that's the plan.
A concurrent loss in states like California, where the population is fleeing the governor's nirvana out there. He thinks it's just a wonderful state, and of course, people are reacting to his tax rates and the crime and everything else going on out there by leaving.
Yeah, just incredible. All right, that's the way it went down, 178 days into President Trump's second term.
And we are just getting started.
All right, Christmas in July sale is here at Rescue Natural Supplements. If you're looking to maintain your health, repair your health, or get back into the healthy mode, remember three things. You need sleep, plenty of it, 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. You need exercise, 150 minutes. And you need to eat well. Your diet, nutrition is tantamount. And we can't eat enough, for instance, essential fatty acids, omega-3s. We just can't eat enough to get a healthy balance of omega-3. So most Americans are omega-3 deficient. Well, now you can stock up on omega-3s right now on the Christmas in July sale, where omega-3s and all the Rescue Natural supplements have been marked down drastically, 50, 60, up to 73%. And I'm going to help you out right now with a coupon code for free shipping when you ordered 1-800-26-ALIVE or go to online at res-q.com. That coupon code is FREESEND, F-R-E-E-S-E-N-D, FREESEND. You get free shipping all the way till Friday, this Friday at midnight. So you know what you want, call, order, and use the coupon code FREESEND today to get your Rescue Natural supplements shipped to you for free at great discounted prices.
Huffman Awnings are better. They are the dog of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Great email in from Ryan Woodlawn. It says, Alan Dershowitz 100% confirmed there is a list because he saw it as part of the discovery when he was being pursued legally. He has comments from Alan Dershowitz coming up in just a moment or two. Where he says, there wasn't a list.
Dershowitz says there is no list. Yeah.
The names are there.
Yeah, but it's not a list.
It's not a list, yeah.
So, and by the way, Gawker, Wall Street Journal, and others have published the contacts of Epstein and also the flight logs.
Yeah.
So I've actually seen those. They're on the DOJ website.
Right.
So they're out there. The question is, the accusers, who did the accusers name? That's been redacted by the FBI and is being protected by the courts.
723 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here is Chuck Whitaker.
In the words of Algonquin J. Calhoun, not only do I deny the allegations, I deny the alligator.
Oh, okay.
And the Alcatraz.
They're all cages. Oh, it's just brutal. 895 southbound is slowing at Moravia Road. All of this started with a broken down vehicle that at one point was in the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So the word gets out back in Rosedale that 95 is backed up. Everybody says, well, we'll go over to 895. Well, now 895 is backed up all the way back to Moravia Road. 95 at last check was also backing up towards the area of Moravia Road, but not quite there, but pretty close. So 15 to 20 minute delays, maybe a little bit longer on 95, and I think we're more in the range of 25 minutes at least on 895. New wreck, 95 coming out of Prince George's County. They're in the median at 198. It's a little bit slow there. They're looking at it, and I just looked at the wreck on 270, leaving Montgomery County towards Frederick. All the northbound lanes are blocked now at the ramp to Route 109. That detour begins there. That's a big problem for the traffic going north on Interstate 270 with an overturned tractor trailer. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, another summer-like unstable weather pattern day, I guess, because we've had a bunch of them in the last couple of weeks. Mild and muggy this morning, afternoon, highs 90s, thunderstorms and heavy rain at times tonight, and pretty much the same for tomorrow. Right now, partly cloudy, 76 in Parkville, 77 in Pasadena. Let's take a phone call here. Steve in Reisterstown.
Yeah, guys, get your seatbelt on. Let me just tell you something. Being a higher IQ person, Pam Bondi sits there in front of the evidence room with drugs laid out all on the table. Well, what happened to the evidence when they were there for 3 to 5 days with a search warrant at the island? What happened to that evidence? Why isn't she sitting in front of that? Where's the videotapes? Where's the confiscations of cameras, videotapes, lists, paperwork, and files? Let's put that out there. I'm sick and tired of both sides playing words games. Now it's going to be, well, we have names, but it's not really a list. If that was any true MAGA American conservative, we'd be on the news.
Yeah, well, I think that a couple things. One, much of that evidence was acquired during the Biden year, so yeah. I don't know what happened to it, and that's up to Cash Patel and Dan Bongino to find out where that evidence went. There's got to be a paper trail or some indication of it. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it went somewhere, so people should be held accountable 100% if any evidence was shredded or destroyed. Yeah, right. Steve, thanks for the call.
Steve, for sure.
Appreciate it. Mike in Baltimore.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. I was waiting.
I'm sorry.
Right, wait, you want to be a contestant?
Oh, you're early.
You hang in, bud.
Oh, he wants to be a contestant.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're hanging.
All right, hang in there. We'll get you in.
Super. Coming in a couple minutes. Michelle, do me a favor. Skip the final Jamie Raskin cut, because I want to make sure we get an Alan Dershowitz comment in, since we've been talking a bit about him. He says, look, there is no list. This is what he said just in the last 48 hours. There is no list. That is according to Alan Dershowitz, who, of course, was being pursued because some of the allegations were that he was on the list. He was not.
There is no client list. There never has been a client list. A client list suggests that Jeffrey Epstein made a list of people to whom he trafficked women. What there is a redacted FBI affidavit from accusers. There are several of them. From accusers that accuse various people of having improper sex. And that has been redacted. The names of the people accused have been blacked out.
Yeah, and that's the issue. And it's not Donald Trump, it's not Pam Bondi who are doing this. It's a couple of judges who are involved who are redacting it because the names of the accused would be out there otherwise, and they don't want the accusers' names out there. Dershowitz says, look, he knows what he's talking about. He was the lawyer.
I was the lawyer, and I did only investigations. I know who all these people are. I could figure out, based on everything that I saw, who Mr. X is, Mr. Y is, and Mr. Z. I can tell you right now, none of them are public figures who are currently in office. Some of them were previously in office. Some of them are dead. But there is no client list.
So there you go. According to Dershowitz, of course, who has seen all the information and prevented from spreading it around because of the judge's orders, but there is no, quote, list out there. The names are out there. Most of the names are actually out there in other documents already available to the public. But, of course, if you're on a list, that does not assume guilt. That simply means your name is on a list. And there's a lot of investigation to be done after that. Hey, get ready for a gift from Rescue Natural Supplements. Their Christmas in July sale, that's right. The season of giving is making a summer comeback with huge savings. That means all health supplements will be slashed up to 50, 60, even 73% off site-wide. Now, the omega-3s are great for you, natural energy boosters, soothing digestive aids, and so much more. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss Rescue's Christmas in July sale. Shop savings up to 73% off natural solutions from blood pressure and cholesterol to energy and sleep. Rescue's got you covered. Stock up for summer. Honor up the joy of a healthier you at res-q.com today.
Stay with us. Another bombshell regarding the Epstein files, and hear what President Trump had to say along with Speaker Johnson. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. These headlines have been brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Baltimore City Council held a Tuesday oversight committee on police accountability. According to a new report, there were 2,269 misconduct complaints against city police in 2024. More than 770 of them were for serious misconduct. The Police Accountability Board Chair Jamal Turner says neglect of duty was the most frequent allegation, followed by body-worn camera failures and use of force out of policy. Governor Wes Moore has announced the launch of Maryland Benefits One application to help eligible residents apply for vital benefits. Governor says the one application makes it easier to apply for Medicaid, SNAP, temporary assistance for needy families, WIC programming, and energy assistance using a computer or smartphone. The new streamlined application available through the state's online access platform at MarylandBenefits.gov. Maryland Congressman Andy Harris applauding the arrival of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to dredge the Ocean City Inlet. Harris says it is vital in maintaining safe passage for commercial and recreational vehicles and for supporting the region's economy. The First District Republican says that the White Marlin opens coming up, then commercial and recreational boat traffic will increase, and it was essential to act quickly. City police investigating a Tuesday afternoon shooting in northwest Baltimore. Officers called to the 2400 block of Chelsea Terrace shortly before 3 p.m. They found a man with gunshot wounds to the body. Taken to the hospital, he is now listed in stable condition. Coming up on 732 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Casey here. When it comes to local real estate, wait and see has been our situation for a while now. Slowly but surely, that's changing. And here to tell us more is my good friend and trusted owner and broker, Vinny Steele, with your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty.
Hey, Sean. Yeah, thank you. Local real estate market is definitely shifting, and we're seeing a more balanced market this summer due to increased inventory, stabilized price appreciation, and other key factors.
So between now and the end of summer, what does that mean for your sellers?
Well, Sean, a few things. Increased buyer optimism is good for sellers who still want the most money and to sell within their time frame. In a shifting market, I provide upfront written guarantees, ready buyers, and multiple cash offers because I understand every selling situation is different.
Friends, who you choose to sell your home this summer matters. It's the biggest financial transaction you will ever make. Vinny, how can listeners get in touch?
Well, anybody can visit me online, vinnysteele.com, or better yet, call or text me. I'd love to talk with you. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Pick three lottery number was 514. Your pick 4, 2, 4, 3, 6. And now at 7:33, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
And now the mid-morning construction area is there. Northbound I-95 in Harford County. They decide to do work in the middle of the rush hour. Northbound 95, 76-mile marker at Route 24. You'll have a delay there as you're traveling north on Mountain Road. The accident coming north from the Capitol Beltway in the median. Northbound 95 at 198. It's backed up at the scene. Overturned tractor trailer leaving Montgomery County towards Frederick. The northbound lanes of I-270 are closed at Route 109. That detour begins there, so that's really affecting the traffic heading north on the interstate. Delays back to the city-county line now with the heavy traffic at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild and muggy for your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 70s. Heading toward the afternoon, we're heating up. Highs back into the lower 90s. We are tracking some showers and thunderstorms late Wednesday afternoon and into the evening. Could bring some heavy rain at times. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Major League Baseball put on quite a show last night in Atlanta, with the NL taking the game in a 4-3 swing-off, courtesy of game MVP Kyle Schwarber, after a 6-6 nine-inning tie. But the true fireworks happened before the game, with Commissioner Rob Manfred on the Pat McAfee Show yesterday, addressing a growing issue in the game that's coming to a head soon.
I think it is undeniable, if you're denying it, you're not being honest, that we have fans in markets who believe they don't have a fair opportunity to win. Compete.
Yeah, that's one of them right there.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, you can blame the owner or whatever. It's the system. It is the system that,
in other words, payroll disparity. In comments made before the season, Orioles owner David Rubenstein addressed the same issue at a conference in Davos, Switzerland.
Well, I wish it would be the case that we would have a salary cap in baseball the way other sports do, and maybe eventually we will, but we don't have that now.
Meanwhile, MLB Players Association President Tony Clark staunchly opposing a salary cap, calling it going quote-unquote backwards and quote institutional collusion. The CBA ends after next season, so buckle up, baseball fans. A former MLB pitcher has been found guilty in the murder of his father-in-law. Dan Serafini, who pitched for six teams over seven seasons from 1996 to 2007, was found guilty Monday of killing his father-in-law in June of 2021. Serafini was also found guilty of attempted murder of his mother-in-law at the same time. NFL player news, Commander star receiver Terry McLaurin speaking out over a lack of productive contract talks with Team Brass, and he's indicated he's prepared to extend his holdout into training camp next week. McLaurin, $23.2 million average annual salary, now ranks outside the top 15 at his position. Meanwhile, former NFL player news, wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. still without a contract, but he made a good investment decision, converting his 2021 salary from the Rams into Bitcoin. The $750,000 in pay is now worth well over $1.5 million. And finally, it appears that President Donald J. Trump is taking a liking to soccer, so much so that the 45th and 47th president is mulling a name change. This past Sunday, Trump attended the FIFA Club World Cup final, which saw Chelsea top Paris Saint-Germain. And midway through the Blues' 3-0 win, the former star of The Apprentice entered into this conversation with Fox reporter Emily Austin.
What does it say for America on a global stage, not just for politics, but now sports too?
Well, it's a big thing, and you know, Johnny's a friend of mine. He's done such a great job with the league and with soccer, or they would call it football, but I guess we call it soccer. I'm not sure that change could be made very easily.
Yeah.
But it's great to watch, and this is a little bit of an upset that we're watching today, isn't it, huh?
No, surprising.
So far, yeah. It's incredible.
What if we make an executive order? We can only say football from now on.
I think we could do that.
I think we could do that. Time now is 7:37. When we return, when will Baltimore get an All-Star game?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Could he change it?
I think he's playing with words there.
Yeah.
I think, obviously, I don't think he could do it, but I don't think he will.
FUTBOL. That's how to spell it.
Yeah. What do you do with the National Football League, then?
You call it the RNFL, the real National Football League.
That won't be.
So you brought up, and
players now be footballers, like they say in the UK.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you brought up an interesting thing yesterday, Sean, and Bruce, obviously, here today, too, about when will Baltimore get an All-Star game. We had one in 1993. So the commissioner addressed that in a press conference yesterday to the baseball writers, and he said that one of the major points in awarding the All-Star game is, when did you last have it? So three teams apparently are in the running for 2028. Okay, next year it's going to be in Philly to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the nation. The following year it'll be at Wrigley, so that's 2027. In 28, Baltimore, Boston, and Toronto are in the running for the All-Star game. Boston last had it in 99.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore had it in 93. Toronto had it in 91.
Oh.
So we shall see. If Baltimore doesn't get it in 28, they're not going to get it in 29 because they're not going to give it to another American League East team.
Right.
They're probably not going to get it in 30 because that'll be the 100th anniversary. It'll probably be in New York. They're not going to get it in 31 because they won't give it to another American League East team the next year. So the earliest, if they don't get it in 28, is probably 2032.
Seems to me like famed Democrats Governor Wes Moore and Orioles owner David Rubenstein ought to be asking.
All over this.
All over this. Asking Donald
like
Trump.
One on rice, man.
Hey, Trump. You know, got the LA Olympics. You got the FIFA Club World Championship. Next year is the FIFA World Cup. Pick up the phone. See if Trump can help you out.
He said white on rice.
Oh, really? Back to that, then.
He said that.
All right, Gary, thanks so much. Appreciate that. 7:40.
Been a pleasure.
Bombshell.
Oh, hold on a second. It's like white on Lockies. Is that better?
Okay, that's not bad.
All right.
I prefer applesauce, but that's okay.
Okay, there you go.
According to analysis conducted by two different forensic experts working with Wired magazine, at least 3 minutes were cut from the raw Epstein prison video. Not one.
3 minutes.
3 minutes. 2 minutes and 53 seconds were cut from that. We were told by Attorney General Pam Bondi this happens every night at midnight where they switch over the old videotapes, and she would have evidence of that. She would produce that. That has not happened as of yet. It may or may not. But now it's 2 minutes and 53 seconds, according to three forensic independent experts, not just the 1 minute that was originally reported. President Trump seemed to pass the baton to Pam Bondi yesterday.
She's given us just a very quick briefing, and in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen, and I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey. They were made up by Obama. They were made up by the Biden information. You know, we went through years of that with the Russia hoax, with all of the different things that we had to go through. We've gone through years of it. But she's handled it very well, and it's going to be up to her. Whatever she thinks is credible, she should release.
Whatever she thinks is credible, she should release. So the ball is in her court.
Trusting her judgment, in theory.
And, well, that's why you hire an attorney general.
That's right.
Let her make the decisions. You're supposed to be insulated from it. She was, again, asked that question yesterday at a drug bust press conference and didn't seem to like it.
This today is about fentanyl. This is about a wall of people right outside this room who have died from, I appreciate your question, but this today is about fentanyl overdoses throughout our country and people who have lost loved ones to fentanyl. That's the message that we're here to send today. Nothing about Epstein. I'm not going to talk about Epstein.
No, we don't want to talk about Epstein. Of course, she pronounced Epstein was over, but President said yesterday, hey, it's up to you. If there's credible evidence, release it. Speaker Johnson weighed in on the Benny Johnson podcast yesterday.
I'm for transparency. We're intellectually consistent in this. Look, Reagan used to tell us we should trust the American people. I believe in that principle. I know President Trump does as well, and I trust him. I mean, he put together a team of his choosing, and they're doing a great job. It's a very delicate subject, but we should put everything out there and let the people decide it. I mean, the White House and the White House team are privy to facts that I don't know. I mean, this isn't my lane. I haven't been involved in that. But I agree with the sentiment that we need to put it out there. And you know, Pam Bondi, I don't know, when she originally made the statement, I think she was talking about documents, as I understood it, they were on her desk. I don't know that she was specific about a list or whatever, but she needs to come forward and explain that to everybody. I like Pam. I mean, I think she's done a good job. We need the DOJ focusing on the major priorities. So let's get this thing resolved so that they can deal with violent crime and public safety and election integrity and going after Act Blue and the things that the president is most concerned about, as we are. So I'm anxious to get this behind us.
Yeah, I imagine so.
He says, the speaker, put it out there. Let the public see it. And we're big people. We can decide for ourselves. All right. So, again, interesting. So the people are choosing up sides here as to what they want done with the Epstein file.
743 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We do have a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. That comes up in about 1 minute. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Just the morning backup as you're coming south on I-97 towards Annapolis at Route 32. So be on the lookout for that. There's some activity there. Big wreck, overturned tractor trailer, northbound I-270 closed, leaving Montgomery County up towards Frederick. And that's shut off at Route 109 because of the overturned vehicle. Southbound traffic is open, but is slow at the scene. Looks like there may be a new accident just south of Hempstead on that section of the Hanover Pike around the business route at Phillips Drive. So that's a new one there coming in from the Carroll County area. Our delays are still there. Both the Harbor Tunnels, again, some earlier problems at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and both the tunnels now backed up into the area around Moravia Road. 20 to 25 minute delays. Beltway with the normal delays. JFX still looks good moving south from Ruxton Road. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. They'll check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Get it all done right there, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex.
6. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, mild and muggy this morning and highs in the 90s, so maybe some heavy thunderstorms in the evening could bring heavy rain at times. So here we go again. Right now, sunny, 77 in the Severn, and it is 76 in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner today. 100th anniversary T-shirt, WCBM T-shirt, and coffee mug up for grabs. Mike in Baltimore. Govins.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, good morning. How are you guys?
We are A-OK, sir. Thank you. And you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last again.
Okay, right. Well, good luck to you. And by the way, parental discretion is advised for this segment. There might be some stories that young ears may not be suitable for their ears. So
should
just
I step out of the room?
Make sure.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll
or
go away then.
Just, exactly. Especially you, Chuck. Story number one.
Very impressionable.
Six senior monks in Thailand have been defrocked. Two others are missing after authorities uncovered tens of thousands of pornographic images and videos allegedly featuring a woman performing sexual acts on the Buddhist monks. It's a scandal rocking Thailand. Story two, Bravo TV has a new reality show out this fall. It's called HOA. It is the inner workings of a homeowners association in Scottsdale, Arizona, where neighbors feud, fight, and, yes, fawn all over each other. HOA will debut in September. And finally, story number three, this says more about Germany's immigration problem than it does anything else, but they're facing an alarming rise in rape cases. The number of rape cases up now 49% over the last year. So instead of reducing the number of immigrants, and that is largely what is are attacking these young German women, they've come up with the what's called a Grotz condom. It's a condom with an internal spike designed to inflict injuries on the attacker's genitalia. If a woman becomes a victim of rape, the device activates, inflicts injuries, which also facilitates ease in medical identification of the attacker as well. All right. Story one, Buddhist monk sex scandal rocks Thailand. Story two, HOA, the reality series here on Bravo TV. Or story three, the vaginal trap set in Germany. All right, we'll start with Michelle here this morning.
Hey, Michelle.
Oh, good.
Oh,
she says,
oh, squall.
Gosh, I was thinking number one is fake news.
Okay, Michelle.
Yeah, I'm going to go with
both. Goes with number one. Chuck?
Well, I think they monkey around. That's why they call them monks.
216.
That's why. Really? I never knew this. Gosh, that's interesting.
Bruce, go home. Tell your mother she wants you. Three, please.
Chuck goes for story number three, Bruce.
Actually, I've heard of these condoms. I don't know if they're in use in Germany or not, but I've actually heard that this is a device that is available on the marketplace. So I'm going to guess that's true. I'm going to guess the Bravo TV show HOA is true. And I, having lived in a couple of HOAs, I think that's going to be worth watching. So I'm with Michelle. I think story number one is fake news.
Bruce goes for story number one. Mike?
I will go with number one because I went with Chuck last week and got
yeah.
blown out the
There's
door.
Always a major risk to that, Mike. You're learning fast.
I have learned, yes.
Yeah. So, Mike,
okay, Mike, I'm sorry.
Mike goes with number one. Story number two, HOA, the new reality series on Bravo TV, gets no votes, but it is our fake news story of the day. Sorry about that, Michael.
Wow.
You can live to play another day.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't win either.
So I know.
It's all right.
Why are you gloating?
Because
I didn't lose any ground.
By habit.
Misery
by habit,
loves
I'm
company.
Not
He's Friar Tuck.
Excuse me?
It's a Tuck rule, Chuck. That's what they mean by the Tuck
that.
Rule.
Yeah. They should try it over there in Thailand.
Maybe I should be defrocked.
You have been.
I thought
been.
They couldn't have electronics or anything. Like.
Yeah, apparently, they've been.
That's a different kind of monk.
They've been cheating on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are these aren't Catholic monks.
Oh.
These are Buddhist.
These are Buddhist monks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
And you're familiar with the Buddhist monks, are you?
Well,
what they can and cannot have.
Well, no, it's orange. Orange is the new Buddhist monk color, so it's, you know, like orange is the new black. So in Catholic monks, they wear black. Orange is the new black.
So when you're over there next time, you'll rub their bellies and
that's right.
Make a wish.
No kidding.
It's the smiling Buddha. Is what you're going for here.
Pay for a ticket to go see that episode.
Me too.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. 7:50, and coming up next. Oh, the leftist lunatics running the NEA. Wait till you hear this incredible rant by Becky Pringle. No, she's not inside the can. You're on Long Drive here with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Coming up between 8 and 9 this morning, Talk Radio 680 WCVM. We're one of a select number of states. Really kind of special to be in that category. Well, let you know exactly how special it is that we allow boys to so clobber the girls in women's sports. Tom Holman takes on a heckler, and we talk about the attacks on the guys from ICE. That's also coming up. And the Doge cuts because of the reconciliation, which passed yesterday. They're in. Get ready for shrinkage. They were all in the bathtub together. 7:53.
He was in the pool.
He was in the pool. Yeah. 7:53, Talk Radio 680. Chuck?
This report is brought to you by... And this is my mother.
All right, sir, what's happening?
I'm trying to get to it. I'm not choosing... That would hurt. Northbound 270 still blocked at 109, leaving Montgomery County towards Frederick. That's an overturned tractor trailer. There is a backup southbound as well. They're looking at the accident scene. If you're coming out of Hempstead, there's a wreck on the Hanover Pike on Route 30. Our delays at both the tunnels are still back in the area of the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather first on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild and muggy start, it's going to be hot in the 90s, thunderstorms again today, maybe heavy rains, gusty winds, pretty much the weather pattern, and that's going to get really hot this weekend, we're told. Right now, 77 to partly cloudy in Severn, and it is 78 in Baltimore City. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up at the top of the hour, Maryland is one of the 18 states in open defiance of President Trump's executive order on banning biological males, a.k.a. dudes, competing in girl sports.
It's amazing. Yeah, how swell for all of us, folks. All right, Becky Pringle heads the NEA. which should be a fairly responsible job, I would think. At least you have a lot of teachers that kind of, you know, pay your salary, and you're basically their kind of cheerleader. Well, she took the whole cheerleading experience. Maybe she had this in high school, but if she had this kind of cheerleading experience in high school, she went to a very angry high school.
We cannot fear the future. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Say the words. Say the words. Say them. You are powerful. You are the NEA. Hold your head high. Hold your head high. NEA. Oh, freedom.
What?
Oh, freedom. Hold your head high.
You record that over your car radio?
She was channeling your inner William Wallace.
Wow. That's Becky Pringle. Just say the word. Say the word. And all of a sudden, it was freedom. Was she watching Braveheart before this? I mean, trying to figure out where that came from. And then, of course, she's a gem.
Say the word. Sam, you are powerful.
Okay, go away, Becky. We have another Looney Tune for you. Maxine Waters, hold your head high. Ever heard of a guy or a woman named Millennio? Well, apparently Millennio is a big investor.
Even Millennia owns crypto.
And even Millennia owns crypto.
The president of the United States has engaged in a crypto con of massive proportion.
Massive proportion.
Massive proportion.
Massive proportion.
Massive proportion.
There's nothing quite like having massive proportions, folks. Bear that in mind. That is the word for Maxine Waters.
Yesterday we were talking about the numbers out of the U.S. Education Department.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we had the Supreme Court decision.
Yeah.
In which we watched Sonia Sotomayor cry for 19 pages in her dissent. In that it is the Trump administration can fire employees in the Department of Education. What they cannot do is dismantle it. That requires an act of Congress. But they're going to purge a lot of these bureaucrats in the Education mm-hmm. Department. And why should that? Why are they going to do that? Because President Trump wants to return education to the states. Okay? And when we found out that 70% of eighth graders in the United States could not read proficiently, and 72% of eighth graders in the United States could not do math proficiently, that pretty much is, they're toast.
Yeah.
Stick a nail in it. Because the Department of Education has not done its job. Then you have Randy Weingarten over at AFT.
Right.
And now you have this Becky Pringle lunatic over the National Education Association.
They're having a scream off.
I know teachers union. I mean, I got to tell you, I know a lot of teachers. I got teachers in my family. They're ashamed of their union leadership. They love the union benefits, but they can't stand the union leadership. And the fact that it's the world's largest money laundering operation, and how they send their dues to the Democrats, who then in turn find ways to make sure they get what they need. It's just incredible.
It really is.
Vinny Steele, your home. Homestead Guarantee Realty Company is there for you when you're trying to sell your home. And right now, you know, prices are still holding up pretty high for sellers, but it's still a buyer's market. And right now, when those interest rates drop, and they will eventually, especially since Jerome Powell is about to be out either in the near future or the latest January, that is going to send a lot of people out there looking for homes. So right now, call Vinny. He'll come out, take a look at your home or one of his agents. You'll eventually sit down, agree on asking price, and in the time frame that you want to sell your home, once you agree, you sign on the dotted line, sign that contract, list with Vinny, your home is sold. And that's a guarantee, because he has tens of thousands of buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. He makes it very, very easy for you. All you have to do is pick up the phone, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. for Vinny Steele and his Your Home Sold Guarantee Realty. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump announcing he's made a deal with most of House Republicans who derailed a procedural vote on a package of legislation, including three cryptocurrency bills. More on the story from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
President Trump wrote on Truth Social Tuesday night, quote, "I'm in the Oval Office with 11 of the 12 congressmen and women necessary to pass the Genius Act, and after a short discussion, they have all agreed to vote tomorrow morning in favor of the rule." The president continued, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was at the meeting via telephone and looks forward to taking the vote up as early as possible. "I want to thank the congressmen and women for their quick and positive response. Make America great again." The deal followed days of GOP infighting that threatened to stall the president's legislative agenda in the House. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, Attorney General Pam Bondi refused to address questions about her handling of the Justice Department files from the Epstein probe or about her reported rift with FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino. Bondi has come under criticism from some since the Justice Department released a memo detailing its review of the Epstein files. Two-page document says the department found no evidence of an Epstein client list and no additional files from the probe that would be made public. President Trump says he stands by the Attorney General.
The Attorney General's handled that very well. She's really done a very good job. And I think that when you look at it, you'll understand that. I would like to see that also. But I think the Attorney General, the credibility is very important. And you want credible evidence for something like that. And I think the Attorney General has handled it very well.
Federal grand jury has indicted the man accused of fatally shooting a Minnesota state representative and her husband. The indictment lists murder, stalking, and firearm charges against Vance Bolter. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switched from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talk to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here's Chuck Whitaker.
JFX coming in from Ruxton Road through the city-county line. Looks like it's okay. All the lanes are open, moving south eventually down through Northern Parkway. Beltway, nothing out of the ordinary. Slowing in Parkville through Greenspring and down the west side. Again, that's all pretty much at the normal pace. The heavy traffic has been continuing. 895 at one point was backed up towards Moravia Road. It looks like now we've moved back down into the area towards Pulaski Highway. Still backed up there, and also 95 was backed up coming south from Moravia Road down through Eastern Avenue, and that's still pretty solid there. So we're still in the range of 20 to 25 minutes going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild and muggy for your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 70s. Heading toward the afternoon, we're heating up, highs back into the lower 90s. We are tracking some showers and thunderstorms late Wednesday afternoon and into the evening. Could bring some heavy rain at times. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 72 degrees. Ellicott City right now has 71 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Maryland Congressman Andy Harris applauding the arrival of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to dredge the Ocean City Inlet. Harris says it's vital to maintaining safe passage for commercial and recreational vehicles and for supporting the region's economy. The 1st District Republican says that with the White Marlin Open coming up and commercial and residential boat traffic increasing, it was essential to act quickly. City police investigating a Tuesday afternoon shooting in northeast Baltimore. Officers called to northwest Baltimore, rather, to the 2400 block of Chelsea Terrace shortly before 3 p.m. They found a man with a gunshot wound to the body. Victim taken to the hospital. He is listed in stable condition. A state lawmaker has a message for subcontractors now that the demolition of the Key Bridge is underway and that construction of the new bridge is expected to start in the coming months. Jamie Jennings says subcontractors who are interested in submitting a bid for the project should attend a virtual outreach event that Kiewit Infrastructure is holding on July 23. It's 8:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number 514. Your pick 4, 2436. And next is Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. MLB now with 2 days off before the season starts up again after a great show last night in Atlanta where the Phillies' Kyle Schwarber wins it for the NL in the first ever swing-off.
AL rallied in the game. NL has rallied in the swing-off. Oh!
That coming after a 6-6 tie last night and truly what was an entertaining game. The Birds' Ryan O'Hearn started for the American League and went 0-2. Elsewhere, facing a dilemma if the Rays make the playoffs this year, Major League Baseball gave its approval yesterday for Tampa Bay to play at their minor league home. Imagine this, a 10,000-seat Steinbrenner Field could be hosting playoffs this year. Miami's Lone Depot Park was considered an alternative. Ravens rookies hit the field today for their first summer practice. Mike Green, happy to land in Baltimore, albeit not as a first rounder.
Coming to the Ravens was a blessing in disguise, and I live by that, and I mean that. I honestly can say I don't think there's a better program or franchise that I can be a part of than the Ravens. So I'm blessed to be here. It's an honor. I'm ready to get to work.
But not without a contract. The Ravens' second rounder still has yet to sign. And finally, on this date in baseball history, we'll take you back 84 years. July 16th, 1941. The U.S. had yet to get into the war. Joe DiMaggio went 3-for-4 against the Indians at Old Cleveland Stadium, extending his record hitting streak to 56 games. Coming up in 30 minutes, Scotty Scheffler says there's more to life than golf. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Stars Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, yeah,
the emails and the texts all pouring in here this morning over the Epstein file. A lot of folks have a lot to say. Some of them say, get over it, move on. Others are saying this was an unforced error. And still others are saying, just wait, be patient. Trump knows what he's doing. And just wait and see what happens. But coming up in this hour, of course, we're going to take a look at the Doge cuts. The rescission package did pass $9 billion, mm-hmm. but only on a tiebreaker in the Senate. Tom Holman humbles a heckler in grand fashion. Top story here today is Maryland is one of the 18 states that still let dudes dominate in girls' sports. Yeah. New report out in an article today at the Federalist. In which they went and did a survey, and while young female athletes and students are forced to share single-sex spaces with biological males, leaders in states like California, Maine, and Maryland continue to play politics at the expense of young women. 18 states are still dodging Trump's executive order that protects women by keeping biological boys out of girls' sports, out of girls' locker rooms, out of girls' bathrooms at all. According to Defending Education, a compliance tracker, these 18 states, like us here in Maryland, openly defiant of the order that protects all female athletic opportunities and all female locker rooms based on public statements made by state officials or state policies. Well, here in Maryland, and Delaware is also one of the 18 states, mm-hmm. by the way, Maryland issued a statement in March making it clear that opportunities will remain accessible for boys. So girls will be put in more physical harm while playing sports. Maryland has always been a state that values fairness, dignity, and inclusion.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't think it's fair to allow young men, biological males, to compete with women in any avenue, in any
right.
sport.
Yeah.
Where is the dignity in allowing biological males to dress in the same area as young women? There's no dignity in that. You're robbing them of their privacy. That's indignant. And inclusion, well, we all know what inclusion means. You can include that. No one's saying that these people should be discriminated against, but if you're a biological male, you have an unfair advantage and should not be allowed to play at all. The statement here in Maryland also said Trump has launched an all-out assault on boys who pretend to be girls, calling for leaders in public and private sectors at all levels to make a full-throated declaration that transgender, non-binary, intersex youth, adults, and families will be protected and supported here in the state of Maryland. So I looked it up, and there is a Maryland Commission on Rainbow Mafia Affairs. I abbreviated that. Statement on the federal attacks. Federal attacks on transgender Marylanders. They're saying this mandate is more urgent now than ever as transgender Marylanders face an escalating wave of federal policies that threaten their rights, dignity, and well-being. And specifically, when it comes to trans youth in schools, they say that Title IX reinterpretations could allow schools to deny trans students access to bathrooms, sports teams, gender-affirming accommodations. And get this, Bruce, new rules encourage forced outing policies, which put trans youth at risk of family rejection, homelessness, and violence. Forced outing. Well, you know what they're talking about there? They're talking about when your son goes to his high school mm-hmm. and starts identifying with he, she, they, them pronouns that teachers are supposed to tell the parents. Because after all,
yes,
we are the parents, not the teacher.
At least in theory.
But here in the state of Maryland, they oppose that. That's forced outing if you tell a parent, because I could force them into homelessness or being suicidal. Never mind the number of people that have these mutilating surgeries on minors end up more suicidal as a result. Now, we'll get more on this in just a second.
813 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Construction delays northbound 95. They decide to do their work in the middle of the rush hour, so it's northbound 95 and Route 24. 76-mile marker. There's a backup there as you're coming north from Mountain Road. It looks like they always continue to block the left-hand lane. We had problems earlier, and there's an overturned tractor-trailer. Saw a picture of that. It's on a dead straight road on 270 northbound going out of Montgomery. Perry County towards Frederick on its side, and the whole roadway is blocked northbound at the ramp at Route 109. So that's a big delay north of Gaithersburg. That's a big delay for the traffic coming south from Frederick on that section of 270. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 weather authority forecast, mild and muggy to start today, and then hot and humid with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms, heavy rain, gusty winds later on today, and highs in the low 90s. Pretty much the same for the rest of the week, and getting hotter as the week unfolds. Right now, 78 and partly cloudy in Severn, and at 79 in Dundalk. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Gentlemen, once again on today, 15, Wednesday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time to find out which particular lefty has lost it, which one's gone over the line. To find that out, we head to the circuits. That's where they ship them all. So please, enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop. And boy, you know what? Thomas Jefferson once said he'd never let politics get in the way of a good friendship. No matter, you know, where he was, it was John Adams he's referring to. They disagreed on politics completely, and they were dear friends. Well, apparently for this young lady, she's not a big history buff.
Did I bribe my mother with photos and videos of her grandkids, who she hasn't seen in years, to finally answer the question that if she regrets her choice for Citrus Caesar last November? For context, I cut off all my family after the popularity contest, and it went super viral, ended up all over the internet, got a bunch of CPS grape and skull threats from that side for months and months and months, ended up all over Twitter, YouTube, everywhere. All because I cut off my family, because I'm tired of them being terrible people.
Well, how are they terrible people? They voted for Trump. So she decided to cut off all contact with them because that makes them terrible people. Wow. Thanksgiving must be so much fun in that family. I miss, please get back in the clown car. Get out of here. And I feel sorry for your mom and your dad, your siblings.
There was an article in yesterday's New York Times by a former Obama speechwriter by the name of Brian Litt, and he was basically asking the question, is it time that I reconnect with a relative who was a Trump voter? He pretty much ostracized him completely and wouldn't talk to him, wouldn't socialize with him. And finally, they got together, and the one common thing that they did share was the love of surfing. They liked to surf. Mm-hmm. And finally, the two of them went out and surfed together, and then they just, you know, they... You know, the guy said he was, you know, basically wrong to do that. I mean, we can have different political
disagreements,
opinions,
yeah,
and disagreements, but to ostracize people, to cut off any kind of with relatives and coworkers, and yeah, but there are people, you know them, I know them, we have them in our families, have them in our friend groups, in our circle of friends. You have the certain people that you don't dare even mention any politics,
no,
and it's such because they have TDS, and so it hopefully maybe this will start to change. I don't see it because of the stuff like, you know, the Trump derangement syndrome that we see on the part of people like Bette Midler and others out there today.
Rosie O'Donnell
is another one, and we see this Max Frost character and a lot of politicos are just, they can't accept that Trump won and that nearly 80 million people voted for the guy. Mm-hmm. And they didn't like the way their country was going. And it's happened in the past to the other side of of the aisle. Just crazy. But it was an interesting article if you want to read it.
Yep.
By the way, I went to the Maryland's on the Rainbow Mafia website, and basically here in the state. And this is what they say about safeguarding transgender youth in schools. Transgender students must remain protected in Maryland schools regardless of federal shifts, ensuring that school districts continue to receive clear guidance affirming the rights of transgender students, including protections from forced outing policies and discrimination. And we talked about forced outing already. Anti-bullying and inclusion policies remain strong, particularly in response to increased harassment in the wake of national rhetoric. Well, nobody should be bullied for any reason at any time, ever. Okay, it doesn't matter who you are, what you are, what you identify with. No one should ever be bullied or discriminated against. This is the one, though. Extracurricular and athletic opportunities remain accessible, preventing harmful exclusions from school activities. So here in the state of Maryland, and I know, I think it was Kathy Shalega, the minority in the in over the minority whip, I think, in the state house, who introduced a bill this past session wanting to safeguard that no biological males be allowed to compete in women's sports. That went down in flames. I don't even know if it got a vote. I think it may not have gotten out of the top of the desk drawer there. So it is sad to see here in the state of Maryland, those of us that have daughters or granddaughters or whatever the case may be, they're not safe in Maryland schools from these biological males. It's an unfair competition, and in some cases we've seen perverts posing as women so that they could get their, you know, jollies or whatever the case may. And we've also seen young women attacked as well, and young women injured on the volleyball court, on the field hockey field, etc., based on the fact that this is just a this is lunacy.
Yeah.
And it's been codified here in the state of Maryland. So we'll see what happens with these lawsuits, because Maryland is not named in the lawsuit. California and Maine are from the Trump administration, but we would be certainly party to that if that ruling comes down. Hopefully.
We'd be on the list, man.
In the favor of young women. It's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Up next, now Baltimore police are raiding open-air drug markets in Penn North.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Coggeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. If your kitchen feels more 1990 than 2025, it's time to call AS Builders and Home Improvement. They specialize in kitchen makeovers that are built to last. Open concepts, custom cabinets, gorgeous countertops, and more. The team at AES makes the process smooth, honest, and on time. Make your kitchen the heart of your home again. Visit them at aeshome.us. That's aeshome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any remodel or new kitchen. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Doobies taking to the streets. Saw them in concert once. They were good.
I saw the Doobies at Pier 6 years ago, the Allman Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I love the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the sound was off that night. I don't know. It's rare that it happens. But I was inside the pavilion, and it just you could hear the music, but the vocal mix was completely muddled, and it just ruined the concert for me.
I had the same experience with ZZ Top in whatever it's called now, the Civic Center, the arena, or
the CFG Bank Arena. Yeah.
It was all bassline.
Yeah.
It's all I could hear. And I mean,
and they do sound checks before the show, but they don't do it with a lot of bodies in there. But still, I don't understand.
I mean, how could the balance be that different?
Yeah.
I mean, you think, well, you have to have some presence of vocals here, folks, because all we could hear was the bass line. Oh, it's just very nice, you know. But oh well. 6:20. I'm sorry, 8:23 right now.
Oh my God. Let's do it over again.
823, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, actually, Chuck Whitaker once, when they were brand new, saw the Jimmy Dorsey band play.
Thing. I got you both. Yeah. I saw the Beatles from the third row, yeah. 2 days in a row, and.
Boy, he's in a taunty kind of mood today, isn't he?
Listen, then you throw in a 620 on me. What the hell are you trying to do, kill me?
No, sir. Just keep you on your toes.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bruce Elliott.
Glad to help out.
Northbound 95. I don't know what they're doing now. They do this construction in the middle of the rush hour. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. Now it's only going about 5-6 miles an hour northbound. I don't know if there's a wreck in the mix of that or not, but something new has happened here, and we're trying to get a look at it now. But it is really slow with this construction going north in Harford County. 76-mile marker. Northbound I-270 still closed. Tractor trailer rolled over just above the area of Route 109. That's leaving Montgomery County and going out to Frederick County, and the northbound lanes are still blocked. So that's a big problem there. The southbound side also has a delay. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, mild, muggy start to the day and up into the 90s. Thunderstorms maybe this afternoon, evening. Heavy rains, gusty winds, and pretty much the same for tomorrow through Friday. It's right now cloudy, 77 in Columbia, 79, and partly cloudy in Annapolis. You know, we started a month or so ago the Buy Local Spotlight here on WCBM in an effort to spotlight our local sponsors, which are the lifeblood of this radio station, which allows for the content and helps pay the freight. And without our sponsors, what we do would not be possible. And we certainly start focusing on some longtime sponsors today. Mark Huggins joins us from Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And Mark's been a longtime supporter and sponsor of WCBM. Good morning, Mark. How are you doing on this muggy summer day?
Well, good morning to you. And it's very muggy and hot, and after that weather report you just gave, it seems like there's no relief in the picture. So thank you for having me.
Yeah, it is our pleasure. And look, I remember that you did a job for my old partner Frank Luber, my old colleague Tom R, back when they were on the air, and both of them were extremely happy with your work and the timely manner in which it was done. But Mark, tell me if you could, what differentiates your plumbing and air conditioning company from others competing for your business today?
Well, you know, it's hard to say compare our companies because you don't know, but our company is out to our customers are our lifeline, and that's the utmost of what I can say. We try to get there to our customers, our loyal customers we have for a long time, and even new customers within a 24-hour period, whether it's a heat wave or heating, or it's a plumbing need, emergency plumbing need. That's what we do, and they come first.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. You know, we have a lot of competitors out there, but we try to earn our business and gain trust through what we do. We take a lot of pride in what we do. I still work out there in the field. Technology is changing every day with equipment, and we try to stay up on top of what's new and what's coming out. And most important, people are concerned about their utility bills and how they can lower them by either, you know, we work with budgets, of course, with people, with their budget. So if they can't afford, we try to make it as efficient as it was the day they put it in. Sometimes we can do that. Sometimes it's not possible. But we offer them the best of equipment and try to bring that utility bill down for them in this time when money's tight.
No, that's really important. Number one, that the stuff is operating, it's working, and two, it's working efficiently. How do they get in touch with you, Mark, if they want more information?
Okay, well, they can get in touch with us through our email, which is Metropolitan PHC, that stands for Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, @gmail.com, or they can contact us at 410-902-9600.
And Mark, thanks again for being a longtime sponsor and supporter of WCBM Radio.
Okay, well, thank you for having me on.
All right, that's Mark Huggins, Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. And thank you, Mark, for joining us here today.
Good, folks. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, or hearing your favorite song, or maybe conversations with old friends? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. That's huge. Audiology Associates, the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100. Online, you'll find them at AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Coming up next, Tom Holman humbles a heckler, and the ICE attacks continue. We'll also take a look at the Doge cuts, and we'll hear from Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna on the Epstein files. Right now, news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Baltimore City Council held a Tuesday oversight hearing on police accountability. According to a new report, there were 2,269 misconduct complaints against city police in 2024. More than 770 of them were for serious misconduct. Police Accountability Board Chair Jamal Turner says neglect of duty was the most frequent allegation. Governor Wes Moore has announced the launch of Maryland Benefits One application to help eligible residents apply for vital benefits. Governor says one application makes it easier to apply for Medicaid, SNAP, temporary assistance for needy families, WIC programming, and energy assistance using a computer or smartphone. The new streamlined application available through the state's online access platform at MarylandBenefits.gov. Maryland Congressman Andy Harris applauding the arrival of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to dredge the Ocean City Inlet. The First District Republican says with the White Marlin Open coming up and commercial and recreational boat traffic increasing, it was essential to act quickly. City police investigating a Tuesday afternoon shooting in northwest Baltimore. Officers called yesterday afternoon to the 2400 block of Chelsea Terrace shortly before 3 p.m. They found a man with gunshot wounds to the body. Victim was taken to the hospital. He is listed in stable condition. Police have not released any information on a suspect or a motive in the shooting. And a state lawmaker has a message for subcontractors now that the construction of the new bridge expected to start in a couple of months. J.B. Jennings says subcontractors who were interested in submitting a bid for the project should attend a virtual outreach event that Kiewit Infrastructure is holding, and that'll be on July 23rd. Pick three lottery number 514. Your pick 42436. Coming up next on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through July 21st, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card for your business. Call and switch to Comcast Business today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
8:33, traffic and weather on the threes once again. It's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the construction, which is a big pain in the neck as it is normally, 95 northbound at Route 24, is now compounded with the wreck in the construction area. And the medic unit, actually two, are coming up now into the median northbound after Route 24. So check your rearview mirror. They're working their way up to the accident scene. Here comes another piece of equipment also in the left-hand lane. This is going to be a big pain now for the traffic on 95 North. You might want to exit there at Route 24, take Route 40, and go up into Belcamp and then back over to 95 from there. This is going to be a big problem with the state police. And again, two medic units now arriving at the scene on 95 northbound at the 76-mile marker. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild and muggy for your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 70s. Heading toward the afternoon, we're heating up. Highs back into the lower 90s. We are tracking some showers and thunderstorms late Wednesday afternoon and into the evening. Could bring some heavy rain at times. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. A lot of check marks from MLB's 95th All-Star Game played in Atlanta last night. First, the style. Players wore their own uniforms for the first time since 2019. Check. Clayton Kershaw, mic'd up in the second inning, was hilarious with the Fox Sports booth.
What do you want? Smoltz, what do you want?
Cutter in. Slider in.
I want to throw a cutter.
Put some slider in. Slider. Cutter.
Son of a bitch.
To make a match.
Oh, short.
How about this splitty? Break out the splitty.
2-2. Yeah, this is so weird talking to you guys.
It's kind of
holy cow.
Really a great moment. And then tribute to Henry Aaron in, at the end of the sixth inning. Check. The game itself was fantastic. The NL jumping to a 6-0 lead and the AL erasing it in the top of the ninth. And then the swing-off. Kyle Schwarber winning it for the National League.
AL rallied in the game. NL has rallied in the swing-off.
Oh. Look out, Chop House! National League takes the lead 4-3.
Unbelievable.
And now MLB with a couple of days off. They'll be back at it Friday. The Orioles will be in Tampa for three with the Rays. NFL news, the Redskins are retiring the great Art Monk's jersey, number 81. The 2008 Hall of Fame inductee retired in 1995 as the NFL's all-time leader in pass receptions with 940. The ceremony will take place November 2nd when they host the Seahawks. And Monk will join Sammy Baugh, Bobby Mitchell, Daryl Green, Sonny Jurgensen, and Sean Taylor as retired jerseys. The Ravens, by the way, have yet to retire a jersey. Scottie Scheffler with a bombshell press conference at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland as the game's greats gather for the Open Championship beginning tomorrow. The world's number one player opening up about his true feelings regarding the game of golf and its place in his life.
He works so hard for such little moments, and I'm kind of a sicko. I love putting in the work. I love being able to practice. I love getting out to live out my dreams. But at the end of the day, sometimes I just don't understand the point, because I don't know if I'm making any sense or not, but am I not?
Actually, yes. And finally, an Indian-born runner nicknamed the Turban Torpedo, who was believed to be the world's oldest marathon runner, has died after being hit by a car, not while he was running. Local media in India reported that Fawa Singh sustained severe head injuries in a hit-and-run accident Monday while he was crossing the road in his native village near Punjab. Singh became the oldest man to run a full marathon in 2011 at the age of 100. His accomplishment, though, was not recognized by the Guinness World Records because he did not have a birth certificate to prove his age. Fawa Singh was thought to be 114 years old at the time of his death. The time now is 8:37. When we return, who puts ketchup on a hot dog?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
We've had this conversation before. And
Bruce, we have.
I think, Sean, you put ketchup on a hot dog.
I've had ketchup on a hot dog, but I normally like the chili dogs with the...
Okay. Oh, I like that, yeah.
But our producer, Michelle Drusilla, does put ketchup on a hot dog.
She does. I like her anyway.
She's a bit of a cretin,
Well, today is National Hot Dog Day, as you guys know. And so I thought we would go, a couple ballparks.
Where are our hot dogs?
They are in the...
There's a standard morning drive rule. If you mention food...
You're going to mention it. You bring it in.
Outside of the food segment, you have to bring it in.
Well, you didn't bring him in either.
Because I was inside the food segment.
They're in the dairy case at the Giants. Fenway Park has a grilled hot dog and a classic New England-style bun. Dodger Stadium, and I've tried the Dodger dogs. Actually, was not that impressed, okay? But they are big. They're 12 inches long. They offer a steam bun, slightly sweet base for the dog. The Beast at Miller Park in Milwaukee... Bacon wrapped in a pretzel bun, making it a very flavorful option. And then at SunTrust Park, everything loaded. Okay, that's cool. Shake Shack dog at Citi Field in New York. How about this? It's on a potato bun, and it's got basically anything you want on it. So, and in Baltimore, the Stuggies hot dogs are basically the standard, such as mac and cheese, crab meat, chili, pork and jerk chicken, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Here's a little hot dog trivia for you.
Tell me.
You know, the Oscar Mayer... hot dogs.
Yeah. And
know,
the Wienermobile.
You know the Wienermobile? You know where they got the idea for that?
For the Wienermobile?
Yeah. They actually, one of their representatives actually saw Chuck eat one of his hot dogs
right.
at his backyard barbecue, and they said, God, if we only put wheels on that.
Yeah.
We'd
and
have,
they did.
We'd have
they
the
did.
Wienermobile.
And that was it.
And that was
yeah.
it.
Can
but,
I tell you
yeah,
something?
By the way, no, hold on a second. By the way, the best mustard in the world is, I think it's Bartman's or Bertman's mustard from Cleveland, from the ballpark there. It's amazing mustard.
And you've had it on the dog?
I've had it on the dog.
Let me tell you a true story about the Wienermobile, okay?
That was
my
a true story.
My son used to... I'm talking to Sean now.
That was a
my
true story.
My son used to work for Kraft Heinz. He actually sat next to the person who was in charge of the Wienermobile.
Of the Wienermobile. Wow.
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
So, and there was more than one.
Yes.
There were like three or four of them around
in case,
the country.
In case one of them gets the
so
these
then
repair.
He sat next to the guy who was in charge of that?
Yeah. That's
so
right.
You're like a celebrity almost.
Yeah. You're a celebrity wiener.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every day I'm reminded of that at home.
You're a big wiener, man.
Do you put mustard on a soft pretzel?
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yes. Yeah. There's nothing like it.
No.
You got to have the mustard on the soft pretzel.
Is it salted?
Do you put... Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you put ketchup on a soft pretzel?
Hell no.
Michelle.
Michelle.
What
you put
this?
Ketchup on a soft pretzel?
No, just mustard.
Oh, just mustard. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. Well, okay. Very interesting.
A Cretan is a good
they had some really good soft pretzels out of Oriole Park at Camden Yards. They're huge. They're salted. And get the mustard on it. It was good. Really good.
Yeah. Can I tell you what my brother used to do?
Please.
He used to put mayonnaise on a hot dog.
Okay.
No, actually, it wasn't bad. I would never do it.
Right.
But the one bite was okay.
Very good, Gary.
One bite did.
One bite.
Yes. Folks, this is cutting edge sports commentary for you.
Right there, folks.
8:41.
People pay for this.
Do they?
No.
Later in the day, they'll say, why? All right, take 41.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, Tom Homan, giving a speech, I think it was at Turning Point USA, had a heckler in the crowd.
Why don't you come up here and hand me that picture?
USA!
All right.
USA! USA! USA!
They got morons like this all over the country. This guy wouldn't know it's like to serve his nation. This guy ain't got the balls to be an ICE officer. He hasn't got the balls to be a Border Patrol agent. This guy lives in his mother's basement. The only thing that surprised me, you don't have purple hair and a nose ring. Get out of here, you loser. And you're such a badass. Meet me off stage in 13 minutes and 50 seconds. I guarantee you, he sits down to pee. Guarantee.
So,
ouch!
Yeah,
one hurt.
And now I'm going to confess something. When this is, you know, what's different here? That is about as direct as one can be in public towards somebody else when asked a question. You want to hear about how indirect somebody can be who can talk without ever giving an answer? Check this out from Zuran Mamdani.
The foundation of all of my politics is a belief that for our city to succeed, it will take all of us. That includes those business leaders, where we have a shared interest in this city and this city's success. And I'm excited to share my plans to that end and to work with them to achieve that success.
What the hell does that mean? Any ideas? Not a clue.
From the Westmore School of Doublespeak.
Yeah, and then basically says, I know what I believe in, but then he wouldn't tell us what he believes in. I mean, this song is, I know what I believe in, and then he simply ignored that sentence and talked about something else. Well, we'd kind of like to know what you believe in, because people are pretty perceptive, and they see you, and they see the word communist actually tattooed on your forehead. 843, Talk Radio 680, WCBN. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Wienerville himself.
And the press secretary, Irwin C. Corey. Or Reverend Jim from Taxi.
Yeah.
What? 95 North, you know, we talk about this all the time. They do this construction middle of the morning, northbound at Route 24. Well, today they had a wreck, which is taking away two of the right lanes. And I think the construction normally is in the left-hand lane. So I'm looking at the camera. It's a little hazy, a little fog, a little haze right here. Northbound, 76-mile marker. I don't see anybody moving at this point. Saw the medic units come up. Saw the state police come up through that area. So I'm going to tell you this right now. If you're coming north on 95 from White Marsh, even before you get to Route 24, I would make the getaway there at Mountain Road and take Route 40 up into Bell Camp or Aberdeen and then come back over to 95 from there, because this backup right now is just not going anywhere. And with the construction, very limited lanes on the northbound side. Still big delays leaving Montgomery County. That was a tractor trailer on its side on northbound I-270 up around Route 109, and that detour still in play there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Muggy start, mild start today. It's already getting a little toasty. Highs into the 90s, thunderstorms in the evening, heavy rain, gusty winds. You know the drill. Right now it is sunny, 80 already in Annapolis. It is 78 in Ellicott City. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some.
All right, to climbers in Hawaii rescued a goat that was stranded on the side of a cliff for a week. Once they got her off the cliff, a guy carried her down a path on his back. An animal rescue place took her in, and she's in good health. Here is Deborah Cravata, president of the Kohala Animal Relocation Education Service, talking about rescuing the goat.
It's had no food, it's had no water, and 2 days ago it was standing up, and now it's not standing up anymore. We share the earth with lots of creatures. Why? Who decides who lives and who dies? We're going to save the ones we can, the ones that cross our path.
Yeah. It turns out she's pregnant. The goat. They're accepting donations to help pay for everything. They've started a Goat Fund Me campaign. Did that whole story just for that line.
I know.
It hit me really good this morning.
You know the way your mind works. As soon as you started that, I thought, I know where he's going here.
And that is some good news there. All right, Greta. Greta is making news again.
Yes. Greta Thunberg, she's decided to add another notch to her hat. She's always been concerned about climate change and exactly in what direction the climate's going. And, you know, she's taken boat trips about this and came over here and told us she was disgusted because we didn't do things her way. Well, I want you to know that she's actually, she's showed up at this Pride March, and she bragged a little bit about exactly what her plans were.
Today, I am joining thousands of people in Budapest, in Hungary, who are defying Viktor Orban's desperate attempt to ban the Pride March. Pride is both a protest, but also a celebration of love and who we are. This is yet another fascist attack on human rights, but you cannot ban love.
You cannot ban love. And then she said, you know what, she's going to take on a job as a weatherman. Because there's no better way of being able to... She might be over at the Channel 45 Weather Authority sometime by next week, if based on forecasts like this.
And now, the weather forecast with Greta Thunberg.
Hot!
That was the weather with Greta Thunberg.
Yeah, well, that was the first audition, folks. In all fairness, by the time she got on air, it did sound a little bit different.
The ignorant and lazy adults that have robbed me of my future, by which I mean network executives, have told me to bring a lighter touch and also to cover afternoon drive time. So, today, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of sprinkles, don't forget your brelly, all clear by your evening commute. Tomorrow and for the rest of eternity.
That was the weather with Greta Thunberg.
There you go, folks.
Unbelievable. Still to come. We're going to talk about the Doge cuts that have been finalized in the rescission package. Just squeaked by yesterday in the Senate. And we'll hear from APL on the Epstein list. But here we go again. Rhino senators Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, and Mitch McConnell all voted against President Trump's Doge rescissions package yesterday. The three rhinos voted against moving the package out of committee. Every Democrat is expected to vote no. So Vice President Vance came in with a tie-breaking vote. The Senate will now vote on the motion to begin debate on the bill. So it is something that it is $9 billion in spending cuts that the Doge committee found. And the Senate has until the July 18th, this Friday, to pass the cuts and send it to President Trump for his signature. Again, only 51 votes are needed in the Senate, but the rhinos, Murkowski, Collins, and now Mitch McConnell, who, by the way, is retiring after this term anyway. And I would like to see Murkowski and Collins go the same route.
You indicated that that one of the things that put Murkowski there over the former VP candidate was the ranked voting thing.
Ranked choice voting.
You know, choice voting in Alaska. You say they're doing away with this?
There's an effort now to do away with it, and I understand it's gaining momentum
good.
In Alaska. Unfortunately, it didn't happen in New York City, where Mamdani was able to use the ranked choice voting. Same deal to get up in there. And now, of course, there's a new poll out in New York City in which Curtis Sliwa has now rocketed up within, again, a statistical dead heat with Mamdani. So it's Mamdani, and then I think it's Cuomo, and then Curtis Sliwa.
And then Adams?
I may have Adams and Cuomo kind of switched out there. Yeah. But again, I think Mamdani's at 26 and Slee was at 23, and one of the other Democrats or independents is at 23 as well. So we'll see. A lot going on. 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour, and you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Listen, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes. They're looking for HVAC services as well. Now, with the hot summer weather we're in the middle of, it's in full swing, 92 the high today. It's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you'll find them at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
I know. Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up right after the 9 o'clock news, of course, Kim Klasick Live. She's in the building. I just saw her do her live cut. cut in with the folks over at Channel 45. Mm-hmm. So she'll be in shortly, right at the top of the hour, for 3 hours of information, entertainment, and then, of course, Rob Carson this afternoon from noon till 3 right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 8:53 right now, traffic weather on the 3s.
By the way, Rob moves into the area August 1st.
Does he really?
He'll be in the Delmarva area, so there will be no crab cakes safe in the Baltimore-Washington corridor.
Yep, well, it's only fair, you know, and because he's kind of soft-shelled himself. 8:53, traffic weather on the 3s. Chuck?
Messing with the wrong guy. We'll just leave that alone.
Okay.
Two big problems this morning. Tractor trailer on its side, northbound I-270, leaving Montgomery County towards Frederick. And up in that area, that roadway was blocked for a while at Route 109. The cleanup was still on that. This other problem is northbound in the construction area in Harford County, 76-mile marker. They normally knock it down with one lane to the left closed during rush hour. Now there was a wreck in the construction area, adding to that. I just looked at the camera. We're not quite back to Mountain Road northbound, but it's now a multi-mile backup with the traffic in Harford County from about the 74-mile marker going north. You need to get over to Philadelphia Road or Pulaski Highway, go up into Bell Camp, Riverside, or Aberdeen, and then come back to the interstate from there. Not much of an impact southbound, but northbound is a mess on 95. Up through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, typical summer forecast now, been the pattern the last couple of weeks, mild and muggy to start, heats up into the 90s, thunderstorms in the afternoon or evening, heavy rain, gusty winds, and that'll be pretty much the same for tomorrow as well. Cloudy, 78 in Ellicott City, and it is 79 in Pikesville. Any idea where Eswatini is?
Where what?
Eswatini.
No.
It's a country.
It's a country, no. Yes. I've never heard.
Very small nation.
I've never heard of Eswatini.
Neither have I until today.
Yeah.
Eswatini is in southern Africa.
Okay.
And it's now on the list of third-party deportation destinations for the Trump administration. So, again, I'm wondering if MS-13 man will end up in Eswatini, South Africa.
The tiny Eswatini.
Yes.
Or maybe it's Eswatini. Where in southern Africa?
Yeah, we have to look it up on a map. That's a new one on me. The other ones I all know: the Vietnam, Laos, Jamaica, Cuba, and Yemen. Obviously, all pretty well known. But Eswatini in South Africa, right. Southern Africa.
You have South Africa, and then you have
Southern Africa.
Yeah, then you have Zimbabwe.
No.
I have to look at a map.
We'll have to look at the map now to find. All right, Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, she has been at the forefront on the congressional committees of declassifying the JFK, the RFK, the MLK files. Well, she's really hot and bothered over this Epstein files situation. And she thinks that the president and the attorney general and everybody involved should get it all out there, let everybody see what is what's in these files.
In 2024, because of my work and efforts in the previous Congress, I was charged with a task force to investigate some of the most grisly crimes in U.S. history, starting out with the assassination of John F. Kennedy. What I can tell you, and I would say that this model of transparency in the declassification of the JFK records is literally what they should be doing with Jeffrey Epstein. The administration released tens of thousands of documents, and I will say, credit due where it's deserved, the CIA Director Radcliffe was the only CIA director in U.S. history who was able to release something called the Joanides files. What this file proved, and it had been hidden for over 60 years, was without a doubt, and this is not my analysis, this is not my opinion, this is based on evidence that we have backings on. Without a doubt, the CIA engaged in a cover-up of the JFK assassination. The CIA lied to Congress. Joanides, who was a CIA operative, did indeed have contact and was observing Lee Harvey Oswald, who, in my opinion, was a patsy and cover for multiple shooters in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. If you would have said that last year, a couple years ago, they would have called you a conspiracy theorist. Yet every single person in this room knows conspiracy theory is only a matter of time before it's proven correct.
There you go. And so that's APL saying CIA. Mm-hmm. And I think at the end of the day, I think would anybody be shocked to know if the CIA was involved in Jeffrey Epstein?
Not all,
as
no.
well. And by the way, Eswatini was formerly known as Swaziland.
Swaziland, yeah.
Yeah, they're on the border of Mozambique.
Mm-hmm. In South Africa.
In South Africa, right. So there you have it.
It's by the Lawuli Natural Reserve.
So police have finally, we didn't get a chance to talk about it today, but maybe tomorrow. Police have finally are raiding the open-air drug market in Penn North in that area. And so what took so long? Why have they hadn't done this before? And what are they really after? So we'll talk about that on tomorrow's show. But I just want to remind you, because I know you just heard, but Tim Kyle is, there are a lot of folks right now that their air conditioning systems are really starting to melt down. Pardon the pun, because they weren't serviced.
Yeah.
You know? And so if you don't have it serviced, if you don't have enough coolant in your system, if you don't have, if the coils are freezing up or whatever the case may be, or maybe you haven't changed that air filter, maybe you don't know how to change the air filter, call Tim Kyle. They'll come out. Make sure that your air conditioning, because it's going to get really hot again this week, this weekend, is working at 100% and that it is efficient. So, look, it's already really darn expensive to run your electric at even at the recommended 78, it's expensive now. I know a lot of people probably are running it at 75 or whatever. But you want to make sure it's operating and it's working efficiently so it's not costing you an arm and a leg. Call Tim Kyle, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or check him out at timkylecompany.com. They'll come out and check out your AC unit and make sure that it's working at its peak efficiency. All right, that is going to do it for us today. We're back at it tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on CBM. Stay tuned for Kim Klasick coming up next. Until tomorrow, God bless our troops. God bless America.
Eswatini is all.
The right choice for Maryland.